It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Well, I shit my pants. It was all over my hands. And I started eating it.
Matt.
I only remember shitting my pants like uncontrollably once. It was just everywhere.
Steve.
Yeah. Oh, I told Derek I shit out the bat wing the other day. Yeah. I would have had a camera phone. I would have taken a picture.
Wait, what the hell are you talking about?
And Vaughn.
Throw it down, and you just see this nice, wet, sticky fucking nugget sitting in my underwear. And I'm like, what?
How often does this happen to you guys?
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go! Dingle dongle, dingle dongle, someone's calling you. Good leg. Your phone is ringing, la-di-da-do, da-di-da-do.
Gulag. Vaughn's gay.
Vaughn's gay.
Just give me a look.
Look he gave me. I love it.
You're ready to start, Chinstrap, huh?
I know.
What, are we already throwing you under the bus, right?
Yeah.
Not yet.
We're already railroading you.
Throwing him down the well.
Throwing me in the underground railroad.
You got that homo vendo calling in?
Wow. No.
You just went to the well one too many times.
Wow.
What? Come on. Did he not sound like a homo? Come on. Seriously.
What?
Wow.
He didn't sound gay.
He sounded happy. He sounded actually like a Japanese man who speaks English. I don't know.
What?
I was going to say English, but...
Yeah, you ruined it.
Japan.
He does.
We are the Aristocrats. I'm Derek. With me, as always, Mr. Matthew. Mr. Steven.
Woo!
Mr. Vaughn. And our very first Aristobrat, Lauren.
Holla.
Horan Lauren.
Yep.
Vaughn, don't cough directly into the mic.
That's just modulated over.
Ouch.
Yeah, it's really gay.
So welcome, Lauren.
Thank you.
You're very
Thank
excited
you for
to be
me.
Here.
I am,
welcome.
I'm extremely excited.
She's wow. drinking
Indeed,
a beer, reading
yeah.
the paper.
Welcome.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Germany.
Very exciting.
This is the life.
So what about
Berlin.
Hitler's so. Bunker.
Wow.
Hitler's bunker.
Dingle dongle, Hitler's bunker. The Hitlercrats. Let's be the Hitlercrats tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, right. dangle dongle, someone's calling Hitler, Eva Braun.
Someone's committing suicide. It's the Fuhrer.
Dangle dongle, dangle dongle, dead dog.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, dead dogs is funny.
It is.
Nah.
Dead puppies aren't much fun.
Pile
that's a real
fun.
Song, actually.
Pound puppy.
Dead puppies?
You're dead puppies aren't much fun.
Too many dead puppies.
Nah, not that.
Okay.
You remember in Earthworm Jim when you had to bounce the puppies on the marshmallow?
Was
the
it puppy?
Only, yeah. only every day of my life.
It's
I love that. I still think about it.
And carrying the cows.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, and the cow, the catapult,
yeah,
the cow bolt or whatever.
Yeah, they yeah. rescue them from the UFOs.
Yes.
That game was fucking impossible, but awesome.
I loved it.
I've never seen it beat. I have no idea what the ending is like.
Never.
Nope.
It's physically
and I have
I
both
impossible.
Of them.
I think it is impossible to win.
I got up to a part where you're like in the outer space and some chickens running after you and you got to warp in these little things. And I gave up.
Yeah. I'm sure I could bring up a speed run and Steve would be like, nah, that's guy.
That's fake.
No, you can't beat it.
No,
nope.
It's fake.
No. Unbelievably unbeatable.
Yeah.
Sounds like a pretty ridiculous game.
You never played Earthworm Jim?
I have not. I don't even know what system that's for.
Super Nintendo
and
Genesis.
Baby.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Did any of you ever play Redneck Rampage?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was an awesome game.
No.
I got so far in that game. I was in like this weird like sewer system.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the thing is, to complete the board, you're this redneck guy, and you have to find your fat buddy.
Yeah.
And he's just like, over here! Ah! But if you manage to kill him, you can't go any farther.
Oh, really?
You have to go up to him, and you have to hit him with a crowbar. And he goes, ow! And then you go to the next level. But if you kill him, like if you shoot him, and he dies, that's it. You're done.
Wow.
You just walk around forever, and you cannot beat the board. You have to either go back to your save state or whatever. Yeah. And I must have killed him.
That was a really big game.
I walked around for hours looking for this fucking fat motherfucker, and I could not find him. Yeah. I must have killed him. I gave up. It was a very fun game.
Anyway,
and
I just burped.
The Reverend Horton Heat was on the soundtrack.
That's right. Yeah.
Mojo Nixon.
That's right.
Yeah, it was awesome.
A couple, yeah.
Psychobilly Freakout?
It was Nurture My Pig and Beer 30.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Or it's like in Silent Hill 3 when you get the worst ending, which is the dog ending, where
I have no
you
idea.
Go if you go into this room.
I'm Vaughn. I know so much things you don't know.
Wow!
Wow!
I know so much things you don't know. Well, even talk like him.
That's what he would say.
No,
it sounds like the Mighty Thor.
Or is it,
anyway, Vaughn.
It's Silent Hill 2 actually.
If what you, is that? Is it a movie? A game?
A game.
Is
a video. We're talking about video games, you fucking asshole.
Well, wow. Silent Hill is a movie, you fat pig.
Yeah.
Based on a video game, you fucking douche.
Anywho.
You're not Steve number one anymore.
Yeah, I know.
You're Vendo number two.
I'm just joking around.
Vendo
Continue.
Number two.
Continue, I'm
anyway.
Sorry.
If you did the worst out of the whole game, you get this ending where you walk into a room, and the whole time this dog has been playing at this control panel and pretty much been causing this barrage of stupidity that's going on the whole game.
Wasn't that like another game?
No,
like
it was just End of Silent Hill 2.
It's called the
Aristocrats. Yeah, but no, but wasn't that like something else?
I don't know.
It was like a movie or something they found. It was like this. I'm thinking of Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, you think
of
Scooby-Doo.
Wow.
Yeah, at the end they had Scrappy-Doo in like this big control room or
well,
something.
It's like,
wow.
It's like the worst possible ending. It's just, it's like out of nowhere. You're like, okay. Like if you did everything wrong that you could possibly do in a game, this is what you get.
That was such a weird game because if you didn't do certain things, the whole end of the game was different.
Yeah,
like
five endings,
if you
yeah.
get like a like there's like a bloody knife, but if you don't examine it, then the ending is completely different. Like something real stupid. Hmm. Like how the hell would you even know?
If you let somebody die that's not supposed to die, the ending changes.
Well, which makes sense. But if it's like if you receive this picture and you don't look at it, then the ending will be different.
Or you don't give it to the right person. If you give it to someone else,
yeah, it was
the
complicated.
Ending gets screwed up.
That was pure Applebee's.
Nice.
Crapplebee's.
Pure steak.
It was delicious.
What was I going to say? I was speaking of Scooby-Doo. Did I ever tell you how creepy I was going to see that fucking movie by myself?
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of the day with
no.
all the kids? Yes.
Wow. No, you did.
I was like, I want to see the Scooby-Doo movie.
Why?
Did you have your trench coat on?
I might have. And so I went to the movies during the day, which is when I usually go when I can, which is like 10 in the morning. It was all fucking parents and their kids. And I'm the only like mid-teen... Like in the back, just sitting by myself with a fucking tub of popcorn.
That was the first
on my
one?
Lap. Yeah, it's the first one. I didn't bother with the second one.
No,
first
no.
one's bad enough.
I can't believe you actually were interested in that.
I was. Look,
that movie wasn't.
It
that
was
bad,
cute.
Though.
It was funny.
Yeah, I suppose.
James Gunn wrote that movie.
Who did?
James Gunn.
Who's that?
He wrote Romeo and Juliet. And he also did Slither last year, that slug movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You see that?
No, but I know about it.
He directed that movie, too. It's fucking great. Hmm.
Did you see Scooby-Doo, Lauren?
I did not. I did.
Okay.
Did.
You got to barge into the conversations
sorry.
Here.
Yeah,
we've got
yeah I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt you guys.
No,
so
go ahead.
Cool.
Jump in whenever.
There's no option.
Jump anywhere
to.
In the mess.
Yeah, I did. When it was on HBO, I wouldn't waste my money on that.
Wow.
Sorry.
Actually, that first one was worth the waste, actually.
Couldn't they have used a real dog and just done the thing with the mouth? That would have been better than the CGI, because that's just gay.
I always agree that the puppetry is much better, even on Star Wars
have
and
stuff
like that.
Have you seen the trailer for the Underdog movie?
No.
Oh,
what?
My God.
Yeah, they're
oh
doing
my
Underdog.
God.
Are you fucking serious?
Are they doing it like Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, CGI dog. Yeah,
Underdog the movie.
That hasn't been relevant in like 15 years.
Underdog
is
here. I wish they'd do it like
there's
it was
no
like a puppet. It would have been funnier if it was a puppet instead of being CGI.
It would be funnier if it was a sock puppet.
Oh, I would love it.
Yeah.
Or just an animated cartoon. It would have been funnier if it's like all like up to date. It's like how they did the Garfield movie.
Oh. Heathcliff movie.
Imagine that.
They probably will. It's
Mongo.
And that big dog, right?
Who was the fucking?
This is a big fat blue cat.
Who was the sex
with the
cat?
With the hat?
With
bandana. The glasses was it? No, wait. Did he have glasses?
It was like his girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. Oh, God.
She had like the 80s work. She had like the jumpers thing.
It was bad. But
the shin socks.
Yeah. Those movies were horrible. Those Garfield movies.
Heathcliff movies.
I have never seen any of these movies.
Wow. My father watches a lot of these.
What was the Heathcliff
movies,
theme?
Heathcliff, no one should terrify the neighborhood.
How do you know this? Even I can remember. Oh, yeah. I watched it like 100 times.
I'm the one who knows everything.
Wait, is it terrify or is it terrorize?
Terrorize, that's it. Yeah, terrorize.
You want to cue that music there, Derek?
Yeah, hit it up there, Heathcliff.
I'll try and find it.
Okay, fine. Anyway, stretch it.
I was always a fan of Garfield more than anything.
Well, yeah, they didn't really run parallel. That was like...
No, I know.
Heathcliff was...
No, but he's
before
saying
Garfield
if you had to choose one cat of the other.
It's not the same thing.
No.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Wow.
Terrify.
So bad.
Oh, I love this. The transforming car. There he is, Mongo.
What was that sound?
Yeah, right?
What?
Who?
I don't know. That guy.
That little guy with the hat.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, she was the same.
There she is. Man. She's fucking hot for a stack.
She was.
What?
She's like twice as tall as everybody else.
Yeah.
Why is he? What?
The pretzel.
That was ridiculous.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was his girlfriend.
There it is.
Cute cat.
Uh-huh. Well, he didn't really have anything to do with these junkyard cats, did he? Like...
No,
they had their own thing, right?
I think they were like enemies or something, weren't they?
I think it was either they were combined or they had their own like bit because it was one half was like a Heathcliff cartoon, the other half
it
was
like
else.
U.S. Acres and Garfield, I think, so along the same lines.
Some of the most complicated songs in the history of music are these fucking
I love
cartoon
it.
Songs.
These cartoon
so many that theme song is awesome.
There's so many like key changes and all this weird stuff.
And the singing's actually, like, good. Like, the people can sing.
Yeah.
Part. It's funny.
It's like
it's where they put most of their money was in the fucking creation of the theme song.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
If you look back at some of those shows, some of the animation was just, like, you know, it's just they actually did the front characters, but it was, like, that old school, you know, constant background.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the looping background. No, well,
yeah, the Fred
intros
Flintstone
are generally...
same couch running by.
Yeah.
I hate the Flintstones with a passion. Because I've had to watch it so many times.
I pretty much hate them too.
It's so gay. I'd rather watch the Honeymooners.
Honeymooners, like, well, it's the same thing.
The real deal.
It's a ripoff. Yeah. That's what it is. And Honeymooners was
modern.
But anyway. Wow. Yeah, animation for intros of cartoons are usually like
the best
movie level compared to the actual animation of the show itself.
Animation for Japanese cartoons, like the introductions,
yeah.
Maybe the first like 5 or 6 episodes are the best.
Yeah,
best of the show because they spend all their money in the first couple episodes.
Yeah,
and
get people
get
into
closer
it.
And closer. Unless the show's like popular.
Oh my God!
What is this?
The Snorks. Oh my
God!
Oh. This is gay.
Snorks is to like the gay uncle of the Smurfs.
Yeah, it really is.
The gay uncle.
It's the gay uncle that sneaks in your room at night.
Look at you while you sleep.
It's just me.
Oh my God.
It has some weird phallus on his head.
Dildo chin.
It's what? It's a snork.
A phallus with a vagina on it. So it can fuck
I'm
itself.
I'm not kidding. It's the same show, right?
Easy, Vaughn. It's a snork. Like, I would say that thing on their head is for them to breathe, but they're always underwater.
What are they?
I don't know.
It was like the Smurfs. Pretty much the same company.
See the phallic nose on the guy with the cape?
Yeah. Yes.
They did the same thing. Yeah. They substituted words and stuff like that. They put snork in front of certain words like the Smurfs did.
Yes. It's a terrible ripoff.
Yeah. No.
I think it's even the same company. I don't even think it's... I think it's just years old. It's a couple years older. That's why.
It's a money-making thing.
Yeah.
Heathcliff.
Unless it's like Japanese cartoons, right? The first maybe 5 or 6 episodes are the best because that's where they put all their money. Mm-hmm. And if the show is actually still popular, they'll... put more money into them.
Yeah.
But if the show isn't, they just, by the end of the season, by the end of the series, the show just looks like absolute garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're just like, they'll have a close-up of a character, and it's just a cutout from, like, an episode before, and the lips don't even sync right.
Because like, they don't bother making different animation for the different languages.
Well, no, even if it's in their normal language, even if it's Japanese.
That doesn't
subs,
even move right?
It doesn't even look right. No.
They just recycle?
Yeah, recycle everything. Here. It's horrible.
Uh-oh. What about Heath Spliff?
I want to hear the Eek the Cat
Oh, yeah, you can't. Oh,
I was trying to get Power Rangers up.
Oh, come
Fuck
on.
That. Written, Power Rangers.
Written by Buckethead.
Was that really?
No, that's way.
Serious.
Wow.
What that? Oh, the English version?
Our friend Gabber Rich notified me of that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Rich.
So he actually contributed something?
That's funny.
Yeah.
He didn't say just yeah and walk away.
What were you looking for, Matt? What'd you just say? Oh, eek the cat.
Eek the cat.
Eek. I don't remember how it goes.
That was it, basically.
Yes, the wailing guitar, right? All right. Yeah. Was there lyrics to it?
Eek.
That's all it was.
Zeke.
There was like sound effects and stuff.
Zeke. Zeke, I've seen some things. I'm a cat.
Help me. Oh, God.
I'll put the fat girl in. Yeah.
I haven't seen this.
Oh yeah,
this show deserved
10 years.
Release.
Yeah, this was a fantastic show.
It really is like a hardcore intro.
Yeah, it is.
What else was on this? The Thunder Lizards?
The Terrible Thunder Lizards. Yeah. That was the one with Bob and Bill or something.
Yes.
Like.
They were funny.
Yeah.
The Squishy Bears.
Was there words to that?
What a great show.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I can't contribute to any of this because
you
never
saw
it?
This
no.
isn't out of your range.
No, I don't know. I've never seen this.
You were actually a little bit too old for you.
Wait, how old are you?
24. I just turned 24.
Oh, okay. So you're
yeah. I was a big Gumby fan.
Okay. Gumby was awesome.
But Gumby is like our parents' age.
Yeah, well, Gumby was in reruns when we were watching
it. It's been around for so long.
I remember when Gumby was canceled.
He was my main man, Gumby.
Okay.
Like, I Love Lucy and shit like that when I was a
kid. I thought you were going to say, I remember when Gumby got cancer.
I got a tumor, Pokey.
His head's like 4 times as big.
It's
not
like
I think out of anybody, Prickle would have been the one to get cancer.
He's so
Prickle.
Morbid.
Prickle was the stegosaurus, the yellow stegosaurus.
Yeah, that
show
was
so
Gumby. Or David Goliath. You guys
or
that
fucking
show?
Mayor.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, actually. Right.
Mayor McCheese.
Oh, that's right. The mayor.
David Goliath. Oh, God. Oh. You can't see that it's Buckethead. You can hear that. Especially when he hits
now that I hear it, yeah.
Listen, ready? Right there.
Wow. This is just awful.
And it's, oh, no,
what?
The intro song was great.
So hardcore.
It's okay, now we got room.
Kimberly, Amy Jo Johnson, right?
Dead.
David Yost.
Dead.
Jew.
Is he?
No, I don't know. Wishfully dead.
See, the Power Rangers kind of came out like
right when we were
on the tail end of us being interested in it.
Well,
I still
no, I always
they,
hated it. So.
No, see, to me, it looked like they were trying to replace Ninja Turtles with it, so I immediately
took it
resented
personally.
It. But other than that, I hated it. I actually tried to watch it because I was like, "Oh, all right, well, this is something new," and I was just disgusted.
See, they had rip-off ones of Power Rangers, and there was VR Troopers. I actually watched that and I liked it.
Really.
I don't know why.
Okay.
Well, I like the whole giant robot thing, but like when that show came out, I was like,
I like the giant shitty puppet.
Anything big and mechanical, Vaughn goes for.
I like that. I like. Well, I grew up on Godzilla, so you know.
Oh, I love Godzilla.
That's different.
That's totally different.
That's way different.
We have a request on the chat room.
What's that?
Oh.
Ah! Awesome.
It's awesome.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Darkwing.
Duck wing duck.
Sucks.
Shut
no way.
Duck wing.
Let's get.
This is like Lionel Richie singing.
I know, right?
Some of the fucking best slap bass in the world is on TV themes.
Slap
WB.
Seriously.
WPIX. Remember what was WPIX before it was W Black?
I do, yeah.
I always thought the Ninja Turtles theme music was very good. Just, I mean, it was mostly synth, but it was all like
Well, that's the problem with a lot of slap bass. You find out it's synth. Like yeah. We talked about it's the Seinfeld Casio theme.
Yeah, obviously.
Actually
yeah.
ended up being a keyboard, which yeah. is yeah. very disappointing.
That's what I figured. And the Transformers, the movie, that big instrumental yeah. battle scene, which is very good.
Yeah.
That has an interesting bass about like a minute into it.
It is very
yeah.
good.
Yeah, pull up Transformers the movie
somebody,
theme.
Wow.
That's a good
no,
song.
God. The actual movie theme.
Somebody yeah, reminded me that.
That's where it's at.
No, that goes on for like 3.5
it
minutes.
It really does.
Just
no.
a little
that one song
clip,
you.
Maybe.
No, not the instrumental. She means the actual,
oh, the actual
theme.
No,
music.
The actual theme.
The
yeah,
80s hair metal.
That is
the
Transformers
that's
movie.
That's perfect.
What is it? You Got the Touch was in that damn movie.
You Got the Touch? Dare? Dare to be Stupid?
Yeah, that makes no sense. You remember that scene in that whole thing where
what?
It's like out of nowhere, Dare to be Stupid comes on in the middle of a battle sequence?
Because they're fighting the Junkions. The Junkions are not exactly
oh, yeah,
intelligent.
They're not the smartest things. Yeah. Yes.
We were just killing our listenership.
Right? Whoa.
Hey, wait.
Not really. They actually enjoy this stuff for some reason.
Believe it or not.
Yeah,
because
believe
they
it
like
or don't.
They're living their childhood.
Is this the cartoon?
Yeah. Wait,
YouTube's
the
being
oh,
so gay.
It really is.
Well, they just updated everything.
No, it looks like they downgraded everything.
Well,
because every time you go to something that you really want to see, it just keeps fucking swirling. And you're like, this is gay. Anyway.
Have you noticed how the NBA
Matt,
just
you have to step in, that's
are
why.
The Sharktacons in the new movie? Do you know?
I
have
doubt
you done
it.
Your research?
No, I might not even
shit.
Go see it.
Is this it?
No, this is the touch.
This is just like bits and pieces.
Oh, this is
a trailer, yeah.
Yeah, You Got the Touch
yeah,
is a trailer.
No, the Transformers, you'll know it when yeah. you hear it.
In the summer of 1986, Judd Nelson as Hot Rod, Leonard Nimoy as Galvatron.
At movie
Galvatron!
At movie's
sorry,
end,
I'm doing
there'll
it.
Be a whole lot of deaths.
Leonard Nimoy taking pictures of fat black women naked.
Yeah. Well, no, this isn't the one where they say, and at film's end. This is the actual U.S. release trailer.
Yeah, when they're like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to say at film's end. You never want to say that in a trailer.
I know.
A giant robot will destroy Cybertron.
Okay.
Faux pas.
Thanks a lot. Thanks. I don't have to go see that now.
I was watching a movie last night.
And at
night.
Movie's end, Bruce Willis is dead through the whole movie.
I was watching a movie last night, and then I watched a trailer after the whole thing, because it was like the only thing on the special features besides the commentaries.
Take
and
a breath.
What the fuck? And the whole
John Machida over here.
Thank
the
you.
Whole trailer explains the whole movie within like the 2 minutes that it
yeah.
is.
It should just
it's
give
like
you
the
best parts.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it gives you the best part. No, it pretty much gives you the best parts and explains the storyline throughout
really?
The 2 minutes of the trailer.
Wow.
And you're like, why the hell would I want to go see this movie if I saw the trailer?
Was it World War II?
No,
what?
It was a kung fu flick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
World War II.
The Master of the Flying Guillotine.
Guillotine.
I'm thinking of a cartoon. Skeleton.
The what
fuck was
you know
it?
What I used to watch? What? Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Oh,
yeah.
I used to watch
that.
Someone brought up a Tailspin. Too.
Tailspin,
yeah.
I was going to say, in Darkwing Duck.
Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Darkwing, yeah.
Darkwing Duck, there's like a tan and white kind of looking duck that reminds me of the, what was the pilot? What was it from Ninja Turtles? The one duck, remember him? Ace Duck.
Ace
that
Duck.
One. He looks like he's totally ripped off from that character.
Probably
was.
Yeah.
Well, they're all ripped off from Donald Duck.
Yeah,
well,
okay.
Well,
yeah.
I think they're all related, too,
it's a
actually.
Spinoff of DuckTales.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Darkwing Duck?
No, yeah, Darkwing Duck.
It actually
oh,
has
yeah.
continuity with that?
Well, because his sidekick.
Launchpad.
Launchpad
McQuack, that's it.
Was in both, yeah.
So.
he got a good deal.
No,
Steve just hates it when I remember.
I remember this.
Exactly.
No, I'm glad you do because it's so ridiculous.
I remember.
He was sitting here slapping his forehead, rolling his
wait,
eyes.
Is Scrooge McDuck?
What was that one?
What?
I remember the
Duck
episode
Tales.
Where they
no.
where they actually transferred the character over.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they actually did it in DuckTales. They actually had freaking Launchpad.
Oh,
leave
did he like? Oh, he left
go.
The show.
He left. It, well, he it was
oh.
like an episode where
they didn't feel like animating him anymore.
He broke kayfabe.
Wow. No. It's like a show. Like
was it yeah. in his contract?
No, like,
no. I know what he means.
Like any spin-off show, usually
yeah.
in the first
they were
show,
prepping people like there was going to be a new show.
Like any,
yeah.
like any spin-off, when they do
mm-hmm.
a spin-off, they're going to
exactly.
They usually
that's
have a storyline
for kids.
It, no, I know.
No,
that's too much for kids uh-huh. to handle.
It really simplifies it all in one big episode.
Okay,
it kind of introduces Darkwing and everything else.
It's not like
that
they killed him like Bambi or anything.
No. Yeah,
no,
he's
no,
like
no.
a magical
it's like
world.
Launchpad's going off to school and he's not coming back.
Well, and then
fucking. Takes a nosedive and fucking burns.
Well, and then, like, later
they
in, like...
They have to explain to Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Oh, God.
I think later in Darkwing Duck, they even go back to that area, like,
yeah.
the town where
wow.
Scrooge and everybody is, and actually have, like, a fight in that area.
Wasn't there
like,
another wasn't there
much.
Another wealthy guy, too?
Yeah, his friend. Was it like a dog kind of guy?
No, it was another duck. It was
another
like
duck. It was
Scrooge
like his cousin.
Have an enemy or something, or a cousin.
Yeah, well, they were like. Yeah, he was
Scottish.
Of course. He was fat, obviously, then.
I thought Scrooge himself
Scrooge
was, Scottish.
Was Scottish.
No, wait. There was another guy. He was his, like, rival or something.
Yeah.
And they were always, like, pinching pennies. They'd go into the vault, and they'd just be like, swimming and change.
Yeah. Always wanted to do that. Yeah.
He was his main bad guy. I can't remember. And it's even in the beginning of the credits. It shows him and
it was like Munchie McBagpipes or something.
It shows him and Scrooge like running up to get like a lamp or something like that. They're both
yes,
phone for
yes, him. Yes, yes.
Oh God, Rich wants to hear Thunder in Paradise. I will not play that.
Get
on
the
my show.
Fuck out!
I want to hear Thundercats.
Talk about cartoons.
Thunder.
A horrible Hulk Hogan TV
Thundercats
show
had a good
that
theme.
I watched religiously.
All these had good themes, actually.
What's that shitty wrestling Hogan movie that was out?
No Holds Barred.
No Holds Barred, yeah.
Again, like great bass.
It's just money coming out of him. Bags of money. This is synth bass, right? Yeah, definitely.
Sounds like it. Might solve a
mystery. I watched this show religiously.
Me too, 4 o'clock.
I yep. still play the video game every once in a while.
Yeah. But I really, really watched this show. I had to see. Because like, they had a lot of arcs with this show.
Oh, tons. There's so many characters. Like this guy, the fucking robot.
Yeah.
The Robo Duck or whatever the fuck the name is.
Remember the one like 5-parter where they're going? Like this whole intro is basically from the pilot, which is like a 5-parter.
Yeah.
The inventor. He is swimming in space after money.
Yeah.
And an alien steals it from him. All he has is a fishbowl on his head.
That is very nonsensical.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Who's that? Hey, he is really Scottish, the other guy.
Yeah, he's got the beard and everything.
It's just him with like a beard, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this his cousin or brother or something?
No, it's like that's his arch nemesis.
Was it?
Yeah.
We're not related.
Haggis.
Maybe it was Haggis McDuck.
There's even a. If I remember correctly, there's a storyline where they actually read. They tell the story of how
they
both came to America.
Yes.
Came to wherever they were, and he found his first penny.
There was way too much to this, like just a simple cartoon.
Seriously,
It went on forever.
I loved it.
Oh God, what is this?
Oh
this?
No!
What are you trying to kill us?
Is this Paula Abdul?
I don't know what this is.
This isn't Paula, is it? No. Stop it.
It's a techno version of Gummy Bears.
Yeah, that's enough.
What?
How about Care Bears? Let's
do
Care Bears.
No.
Whatever.
No, let's just not do that.
Bum, 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 bum.
I'm still waiting.
What do you want?
I'm still waiting for Transformers, the movie.
I couldn't find it.
You're not going to just find that, I don't think, because they'd have to cut that out of the movie.
Well,
just put that there.
Yeah, the introduction of all the name titles.
6 billion people in the world. Nobody's fucking got enough time to do that. I hate that.
I know.
I'm like, yo, Matt, why don't you search YouTube or something for Eek the Cat?
No.
There's 6 billion people in the world, and how many users on the internet? Like a billion?
Million.
2 billion?
Yeah,
like
probably,
people that have internet
probably
access.
Billion, though.
Not one person downloaded Eek the Cat. Are you serious?
No, not one person took the time to transfer their VHS to their computer and then upload it to YouTube.
There's not one fat, sad ass lonely.
They're afraid
that
Fox will come after them.
God, people are such losers.
I know.
Want to do that?
Well, seriously though, you know how many sad asses there are right now?
I know they're wasting their time
not doing radio shows on the internet. Yeah. They could be doing this.
Rich says Flint Heart Glomgold. What the
hell?
Yes,
Flint Heart Glomgold.
What country is he from?
That was the DuckTales guy?
That's it.
Glomgold.
Wait, hold on.
How do I know that?
He's from Israel?
I thought it was Glomgold.
Go on IMDb and
it's
find out.
It's a Jewish Scotsman.
That doesn't exist.
I don't.
Isn't that impossible?
It's
can
Glumgold,
you not be Irish
something.
And Jewish or Scottish?
Yeah,
Jewish?
That's him.
That's it, right?
Yep.
Flint Heart Glomgold.
Flint Heart Glomgold.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He is extremely Scottish.
He's just pretty much his nemesis even through the comics, I think, if I remember.
I wasn't aware they were comics.
Yeah, the comics have gone on
to
since
the
max.
Oh, yeah.
Comics
he's all bag, no pipe.
1920s or 1930s?
Put it in the bank vault.
That's a recurring
and
joke.
And the Beagle
the
Boys were the...
The Beagle
the dogs.
Boys.
That's right.
I guess they're dogs. They're like Goofy-esque characters.
Yeah, they were just...
Goofy's a dog, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Goofy was a dog until
Pluto,
but Goofy talked.
Yeah.
They almost
Pluto was a little lower on the
human
evolutionary.
Yeah. We'll call him.
That's a callback.
Oh, wow. Quite a callback.
Oh, yeah.
Like 10 shows ago.
Boop, 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 boop.
Whatever that is.
What?
That was the dog from Duck Hunt.
No. Oh, God.
For some reason, that just made me think of a show me and Matt used to watch on Nickelodeon called Nick Arcade.
I hated it.
And not only was the host the whitest, black, annoying
what
dude
was his
ever.
Name? Phil Lamar?
Phil Lamar. He was like he would do like the acapella.
He would acapella the theme music and start saying random words.
It was so gay.
I have
We're like, I am
earlier.
Walking to the stage.
Yes.
No, wait. God. Global Guts, Michael
Global.
Oh, I hate
Global
that guy.
Global Guts.
That was a great theme song.
I hope that guy chokes
that
on razor
blades.
That
was a great theme song.
I hate that guy so
Guts.
Much.
No, that song deserves to be played.
I'm climbing the Santiago Crag. This is unbelievable.
On that side of the crag.
Oh,
remember Moira Quirk?
He's climbing 10 feet.
I have.
Oh, yeah. He would orgasm as they're climbing up that thing. Oh, my God. That is a living, breathing mountain.
Oh, my God.
I hated that guy.
There's a clip here. The worst Nick Arcade contestant ever.
Yes. There he is.
A lot of back and forth walking. Okay, we're set. Ready and go.
He's playing Rampage.
Basically.
Bam, he got the first human at 56 seconds. He got nipped.
I remember this show.
It was horrible. It really was.
I felt embarrassed for the kids on it.
Yeah. Where he left.
Jamal, come back. Them people still big. Fuck this video. So, Jamal. Jump up wrong one, Jamal. Oh, my goodness. He is out of power. He's going to have to start again.
Oh, God. This
okay,
is so cringy.
At 32
I hated
seconds.
This.
Listen to the music. Dun, 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 dun. This really is like Rampage. This is the worst ever. He just got fucking blasted by an eyeball.
I can't watch
like, you're supposed
anymore.
To go at least three or four stages before you
right?
die.
Right? Yeah.
You need to pass one.
People are pathetic.
He keeps on stepping on those bugs on the ground.
Yeah, three, my man, three.
I don't know.
You're the man now, dog.
What the fuck is coming out of the ground?
Is he deaf and blind?
Oh my God, he's out of life. He died a miserable death.
He fucking sucked.
That was so dumb.
He stunk it up.
Phil Lamar.
Do you think maybe you can hear the Global Guts theme?
Global Guts?
A living,
this is a living breathing mountain.
Oh, like anybody would believe that.
Fucking ridiculous.
Just shooting confetti and fucking silly strings.
They had some pretty they had some pretty cool shit they had to do before the aggro crack.
Yeah, that thing was this guy.
Like they're what?
Like jump like they had to jump from like platform
the rock
to platform
climbing.
And that
stuff.
Was cool because
it was it looked fun.
They would do like
the aggro crack just looked dumb.
Or am I thinking of American
thinking
Gladiators?
Of American Gladiators.
Yes. What a great show. Like,
that was a good
complete
show.
Slobs against like guys on steroids.
Literally.
You're not
like
gonna
ex-professional
win.
Wrestlers.
I don't think I've ever seen one person
people.
Win American Gladiators.
Is that still on?
No. All those people on there are dead.
Probably.
Oh,
like
I
Nitro
that.
And Gemini.
Oh, yeah.
Dorm.
Intravenous drug abuse.
There was a guy named Intravenous Drug Abuse on the show.
There's nothing for Global Guts.
No, yes. I wouldn't expect there to be.
But just guts. Try
that,
guts.
That's a little generic. You're going to have to throw Nickelodeon
try
in
guts.
There.
Guts,
try
you're
going to
get a lot
it.
Of like...
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
What's
nothing
going on?
I was just picturing a guy with like needles for arms. He tries to poke you.
Wow.
You fucking thinking of this shit. What's wrong with you?
What's that fucking thing they did with the big fucking pillow things?
Oh,
the jousting
the pugil sticks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you
the
know
Q-tips.
That?
I just remember. Yeah. I remember them. I always wanted to compete in that.
It was always on after wrestling. That's why we. Knew
I always
it.
Wanted
it,
to lose
it was.
That.
It was always on after wrestling.
Yeah. So I had plenty of it on tape because it would just
yep.
like run
yeah,
off.
It would you would just like hit record or whatever.
Was that
yeah.
the show where they had like the rings hanging from the ceiling?
That
and
yeah.
They
had
yeah.
serious shit on there. Like
that
you
was
had
hardcore.
To be,
they
oh,
go
yeah,
ring
uh-huh.
to ring and they mm-hmm. jump on each other.
Yeah, and you were like holding. You weren't strapped to anything. There was just like a
yeah. There
was just
a bag. Yeah,
drop mat. Mm-hmm. Just fall on it.
Hey, and Derek. The gladiators are coming after you, trying to pull you off the rings, as if gravity isn't enough. You have these gladiators
like
you can bench like
300
pounds
of muscle.
They can bench like 400 pounds.
No, they're
some
not
of these
coming
guys.
After you. They were charging after you.
No. Wait, was this real?
Wait,
you
what?
Win the glowing piece of
yeah,
aggro.
You win a piece
yes.
of the rock. That's
yes.
it.
That was your trophy.
That's all you got.
Uh-huh.
No yeah. money. No vacations.
It was like a no. They won
no,
like
no.
a weird vacation. Like you know. Yeah. 4 days
did
in,
they?
In 4 days in Orlando when they were already
oh,
in Orlando.
So they could go
no,
back
they,
on
shitty
the show.
Mexican
they
city.
Ran around the track with the
mm-hmm.
flag
yes.
of whatever
right.
country
that's right.
they were from on
most
their
of the
back,
time they were
and
trying
that
to
was their prize.
The rock was pretty
rock.
Serious, though. The big chunk of fucking...
Like a
it was like
glowing
gold.
Fucking Sith hologram.
It looked like kryptonite.
Okay.
It was the big
yeah.
chunk
I remember
of
it.
Shit.
Yeah.
The fucking mountain shit out.
So maybe they got to see Moira Quirk's tits.
Okay, so how do we...
More... I want to see Moira Quirk.
how do we get into
alive?
This?
She probably has MySpace.
No, she probably is.
How do we get into this?
She probably does porn now.
Well, okay, one of the reasons why we're talking about this.
What's that?
Is because today, as we were starting the show, we all found out that Mr. Wizard died.
He is dead.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I love this. What happened?
What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
You better record this show.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, no. I don't remember that on the intro.
I don't remember that either.
Wow. I really don't remember that. I watched that show a lot, and I don't remember that.
I don't remember that happening either.
Now, Derek, how old was he again? 90?
He's crying. He was 90 years young.
90.
I didn't expect it. I thought you didn't have it.
Yeah. You're an ass. You forgot about that?
He said he didn't have it.
No, we took care
Herbert.
Of that.
Gone Herbert.
Gone Herbert. He was 89.
Deal. He didn't even make the big 9-0. Yeah.
He died at his home in Bell Canyon after a long battle with multiple bulimia.
Bulimia?
Really?
Bulimia?
No, wait.
Melanoma?
Melanoma, yeah,
oh.
Wow.
Ooh.
So he had cancer.
Basically.
He should have did a final episode, like, mixing his embalming fluid and stuff.
I wonder if they brought him out if they had just a bunch of dry ice around him. He always loved doing the dry ice bit with the kids. Just have his casket roll out with the smoke coming out.
The fucking kids that were on that show are probably, like, 50 now.
Yeah.
Well, the ones from us were, I think... They were done in the 80s when we watched them.
Yeah.
But then there's the ones in black and white.
Yeah, those were fucking old.
Yeah, he was old in the ones in black and white.
He really was.
That was like 50 years ago, so he was 40.
Yeah.
And he already looked 60.
He grew up with like fucking Abe Vigoda and all that.
Yeah, literally.
So, yeah.
There's so many people that are perpetually old. Like you brought up Bea Arthur
on
Thursday. She's just always been old to us.
She brings me up.
Wow.
Well, if you watch Maud, you'd actually be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, no, she was never attractive. No, never.
Wouldn't. She looks old there, too.
Oh,
she's never attractive.
I want to see her in a show called Nude.
What's wrong with you? Have you seen her now? She looks like a man.
Good.
Yeah, no, she just looks like an older Bea Arthur.
How is that possible?
Don't do this. What are you doing?
No, I'm bringing up a picture of her and Maud.
Yes.
Is that her?
Yeah. No.
Wait, I want to see.
That's terrible.
All right.
She just looks.
She looks like Bea Arthur.
Yeah.
That's at the beginning of the downward
with
decline.
Less wrinkles.
Science.
Yeah.
Science.
I don't think she was ever attractive.
No.
Nope.
Not even in the Star Wars Christmas special.
No. Definitely. Especially not.
We got to play that. Do you have any of those songs from that?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I did. I don't know where they are.
She played that one song that she sang during the break.
Oh, my God. The Cantina.
Science.
It was the Cantina song, Slow Down.
Miami, you've got style.
You remember it was like, dun, 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 dun.
The one thing I really wish if we actually had time travel was to go back. To Lucas's house when that show was coming out the first time, when he's sitting there with his head in his hands, just crying about the whole damn thing.
If we actually had time travel,
that's the only reason I would.
As
do
if
it.
It's been ruled out of science completely.
I'd want to see the one time we actually got upset about something he's done with his property.
It was fucking bad
because for some odd reason every other thing he's done, Star Wars Episode 1, Episode 2, 3. They weren't like they were crap fests, and he was like, you know what? I like them. They were good. And you're like, are you kidding? Is that
babies.
Turtleneck on too tight?
Wow.
What the fuck are you doing?
This is powerful.
He is. Yeah. When he gets emotional, especially about Star Wars, Vaughn actually speaks clearly.
He's representing with the Darth Vader shirt tonight.
He actually is.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Kind of gross.
It's a nice shirt.
And it's got. Hey, why don't you click on Derek's lightsaber for us?
Whoa!
I want to hear that.
No, that's Carly's. That's,
oh, I'm sorry. I
that
hear
is Carly's
boy.
Lightsaber. I would not throw that pillow.
Yeah, if you threw that, I would get up and leave.
Derek always says no drinks by the equipment. Well, Derek, take a look at the equipment.
Well, as long as somebody's not acting like a jerky prick, we don't have a problem.
Yeah, no throwing anything.
No
even
drunks
pillows.
Near the equipment.
Wow, there's gonna be two of them pretty
no,
soon.
What? I'm not drunk.
Yeah, right. That bottle I had to open at 9 o'clock, and that was like a third way through.
Half.
So anyway.
Whatever.
Third.
What do you got there?
Yeah, what do you got
this
now?
This is the actual holiday special.
Oh, come on. Oh,
is it actually up to that scene,
too? I
don't want to
see this shit. I wanted to... Well, you don't have to see it, but just hear the song.
The song is...
Okay. I actually have to pee.
All right,
I really
for
can't
it.
Hold it.
Oh, stop drinking like a pig.
Steve, do you have the cordless mic?
She's here.
To make room for a drink so that next time I say
that's
what
it
will be, and you tell me, I can put it right...
Miami, Miami.
Yeah, she was. Steve, yes. Who's walking to the toilet as I'm telling him about this.
She was what?
Him. Her. Who else?
Oh, Art Carney
Art
was in
Carney.
It.
Oh, my God.
What's his name?
Whoever
the guy who's
he
on
is from Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Jefferson Starship.
Jefferson Starship was on it. Well, yeah. They were Starship at the time. They got rid of the Jefferson thing. Oh. It was just Starship. Luke, Leia, Han Solo. All those characters. The guy who played Chewbacca. What's his name? You know who I'm talking about.
Oh,
I can't remember. Damn British bastard.
Andy something.
Well, pretty much everybody that was able to pay for it. Like
C-3PO and R2-D2.
They were in it too, yeah.
Snore.
Oh, how'd they get them back?
They even had James Earl Jones' voice.
Really?
Yeah, they did. They used clips from the
movie.
Oh,
they did not.
They used a clip from the movie and dubbed over him, like saying, like, you know,
sometimes.
Happy Holiday. No, he didn't say that.
Yeah, that would have been really bad. The only thing worth it on this whole film is that animation bit.
The animation was pretty cool.
Wow.
Because it's done by the same guys who did... Was it heavy metal movie?
Really?
Yeah.
The Empire has closed us down.
Oh no!
Now I know this sort of thing
yes,
happens
this is
all the
about
time.
It.
I'm sure it's just temporary,
but this clip doesn't go to it. It's not going to get it done.
No,
I don't think so.
What? What's going on? I wish all B. Right. Arthur was over.
Right.
She have a whip.
Right.
She'll sing
I
the song.
Take a hint. We'll have one more round.
Yeah, this
one
is it. This is the beginning of the song. One more round.
Miami.
Here
it comes.
Listen to it. Just slow down. That's it.
Yep. He's taking a piss.
Just one more round, friend.
Yeah.
Then homeward bound, friend.
Flatten.
Don't forget me in your dreams. Just one more song, friend. And then so long, friend.
Such an atrocious
the nights get short.
That is really bad. That's enough of that.
Can we get some Golden Girls of her singing Miami?
No, the thing is, you can't, like, they put it up on clips. I have the whole thing. Me and Derek watched it one afternoon.
And Craig.
And Craig was here, too. Yep. I think this is one of the reasons why Craig left.
I would have, too. And I actually, this might be my last
it's
show.
It's like, yeah, an hour, it's like an hour and a half or something like that, right? About 90 minutes. And
my
it's
God.
Just, you got to slug through it to get through the show.
All right. You know,
it's so, it, like, where the fuck is going?
It was
hell?
Featured in the end of Weird Al's recent masterpiece.
Yes, it was.
He actually, what does he do? He gets a paper bag and he pulls it out.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like a drug deal at the end of it.
Art Carney was in that?
He was.
Yes.
Doing what?
He was a repair guy.
He wasn't
right?
a sewer man.
Martin!
Yeah, he was.
Vader!
He was like. he sold trinkets to Chewbacca's family and he also helped
oh,
fix
come
the place
on.
Up.
To the moon, Leia!
Wow.
That's the wrong person.
That was, yeah.
Wow.
He was probably, you know, he was.
Hey,
alive.
Vader!
Yeah, they couldn't get Jackie Gleason to do anything in that film. He was
hey,
alive.
Jar Jar!
Well, at that time.
Hey, Jar Jar!
Well, at that time, Gleason was doing anything for money.
I guess so.
He was. Did all the yeah. Smoking the Bandit pictures.
R2! R2!
No, Lulu.
So, yeah.
Peter Mayhew.
Mayhew, that's it.
Yeah.
What can I remember?
Very good.
Richard is a wealth of information.
Yeah,
excellent.
Who is he?
I like
and
that.
And Richard needs to call up today.
Mm.
Let's so give out the number.
So we can talk about G-Rod. What number?
The number.
Is this a guy you work with?
Yes.
Is he actually talking? Wow, he's contributing.
He's on the chat.
Any word about from Hot Rod or chat?
Hot
Rod? Oh, I don't know. I got to find out. Mm. If we get in, another is celebrity
he,
call.
I'm going to the bathroom. Tonight. It was a lot cooler in there.
Was it?
Yeah. It was like sweltering out here. No lie.
Stop drinking.
I can't.
I'm an
bathing
alcoholic.
In rum.
Whenever I'm here, I am.
Why are you so warm? I'm cold.
I'm like sweating to death.
Oh, God. We're not going to talk about this whole she's cold, he's
oh,
warm.
Oh, that's enough.
She's wearing
that.
A hoodie.
She's cold because she is a woman, number one.
They
women
are
always
cold.
Like 10 degrees cooler than guys.
Because they're cold-blooded.
Yes.
Wow.
Pretty much.
Someone hates women.
No, women are more women are likely to have low blood iron.
He is the only everyone laughing at himself.
Okay, anyway.
That's it's fine.
No, I
drunko.
It wasn't like funny like that. It was just
he's drunk.
No, not but you. Anyway.
No, him.
I didn't even hear what you said.
Him.
I'm sorry.
She Satan, she doesn't pay attention. Very good. Said.
Anyway.
She's already known how to turn you off. That's awesome.
Right. We ready for a break?
Break time.
What's a break?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
She's already ready
I
for
vote
a break.
Yes.
Oh, wow. She's only been on the show for 50 minutes. Before I die.
After these messages.
First day here, she's already bossing me around.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
Well, she is a woman.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Synthesized bass.
No, it is not.
I know. This video is hilarious. I have it on tape. It's so funny. It's so bizarre.
Wow. And the dog has officially...
No, she's going to get drunk.
Aw, did she get hurt?
No, but she's drinking
she got some beer.
She just clotheslined herself on the microphone cord.
Oh yeah.
She like she what did she go after? That little sock?
Okay.
Her sock.
Now
Carly's getting
really no liquids on that chair.
It's all over.
I don't care.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Oh, whoops.
All right, a little tragedy here.
Don't cry over spilled alcohol. It's all right.
Alcohol over. We got a drunk dog. And Lauren just sat there like I normally do.
Just
staring at
her.
I didn't know what to do. I just...
Okay. That's it.
I panicked. I'm sorry.
A bottle fell. It rolled away and there's a dog licking alcohol off the ground. She's just like... What do I do?
I panicked.
Bar.
Gluten-free, no less.
Yeah.
No, that was the Yingling.
Oh, great.
Was it?
I think so.
Come out.
The black and tan?
Black and tan.
Okay.
Dude, can you read?
Wow.
Well, no, because I only say because you had a beer and you're drinking it, and you're
there were two. I don't know which one spilled.
I know that, but you're like Matt told me it was Yingling. I'm like, well,
I didn't even look. They look the same. Look at those bottles.
Yeah, they do look similar. But anyway,
but then you had the Yingling. You had the Yingling black and tan, and you're like, but that was the gluten beer.
Wait, is the black and tan the gluten one?
Oh, God.
No, they're completely
separate.
Now
I'm confused.
No, those are two separate. They're two different.
Yingling doesn't
right
make gay-ass gluten-free beer.
I don't know.
Listen,
if somebody hands me something.
I said,
look at the label,
hey,
the
there's some Yingling black and tan in that fridge.
That's
do
what
you
said,
want
so
it?
I just Yingling.
And she went in and she yanked out
all right,
what
okay,
was.
Enough.
Okay.
God, with your accusatory tone.
Red Bridge.
Red herring or
that's
something.
What I do.
Beer oh, made you. From sorghum. Fuck that shit.
Sorghum. What is sorghum?
Made without wheat or barley.
Vaughn is straight up dissing us and not even putting his head. Carly, why don't you take
he's
over
a
one
fuck.
Spot?
I'm talking to Toucher.
Me and Toucher are going to arrange a meeting.
Uh-oh.
We're going to meet in Queensland.
The newer.
He's going to give me all his thumb drives.
Wow.
I'm going to dress up like a queen. And we're going to meet in Queensland.
Oh, my God. That's enough.
I'm going to show him my dingo.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I had a whole bit planned, but I didn't do it.
Oh, whoops. Oh, fantastic.
We don't do fake radio.
No, not well. I was like a thing I was going to write up because I was in the supermarket and I was going to write up things I didn't like what people do in the supermarket.
Okay.
Which I'm sure you would have appreciated.
Sure,
me too.
I can.
But I started making a list and I just got, I just wrote down black people.
Well, you wrote down what?
Black people.
Hitting puberty.
You wrote down going through puberty sucks.
You know what? That would have been funny if my voice didn't fucking crack.
And we're going to skip that bit. Thank you.
Is my mic on?
I
sound so low.
Yeah, well,
you don't
talk
know how to talk.
Wow.
You have to eat the microphone.
Gobble that shit.
Vaughn farts into this thing.
He does.
Yeah, I wouldn't get it too close to your nose, however.
Aw. Vaughn is gesturing.
And he farted on my shoulder.
he took a step and he farted.
Like he was an umpire.
Daniel's son.
That was a gross step right there.
Won't you come?
Anyway.
All right. Do we want to hear about this little kid named Osama?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's fucking hilarious.
Parents of a Staten Island teenager say his teachers have made life miserable for him, and all because of his name. Yep. So now the family is filing suit. CBS 2's Andrew Kurtzman has details.
His name is or was Osama Al-Najjar. Ever since his suicide attempt, he's...
Almond jar? Suicide attempt.
He's called himself Sam. His story begins 2 years ago at Tottenville High School in Staten Island.
This one time in gym, I was sitting in
Staten Island?
That's where my mom went.
Staten Island.
And he goes, I thought you'd be in back of the cave somewhere.
Is he speaking over a PA?
He said the taunt over his name continued for more than 2 years.
He had no mic. He's just an
over and over again, they equated this Jordanian-born teenager with the infamous terrorist. His parents say they held countless meetings with school officials who did nothing to stop the ostracism.
There's nothing you can do.
The teachers are the ones who called him names. You know, like Bin Laden, terrorist. One of the teachers told him not to bother to come have class because no matter what...
Why don't you not have a meeting and change your kid's name and fucking move out of Staten Island?
Get the fuck out.
Seriously, for your kid's well-being.
Seriously, duh.
Instead of having meetings and having him try to kill himself, change his fucking name to Sam.
Why do people
get the paperwork
think?
Done.
They
and
can
fucking move into Nassau County or something.
Yeah, there you go. They think they can just change like a huge chunk of the population to conform to them. No, you have no choice.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you know, they didn't name the kid after him.
No.
You know,
he looks like he's like 17, so obviously, you know.
So,
but, you know, I mean, if I name my kid fucking Ralph McGuire and there's a Ralph McGuire that goes on like some kind of weird spree and starts killing children and... eating their penises.
Whoa!
I'm going to change his name. I'm sorry.
Devon. Make more sense.
He's looking at me.
Wow.
His eyes do that, he says.
His googly eyes.
All right, let's see what these animals want to...
He did. He's not going to pass.
She says Osama's grades plunged, and he fell
That's
into a
fault.
Deep depression that culminated in a suicide attempt. He eventually dropped out. Today, the family announced it's suing the city and the Department of Education
God.
For violating
Your
his
money
civil
will make
rights.
Me feel better.
Those teachers have been suspended right away. Nothing happened.
The Education Department was reluctant to comment because of the lawsuit, but a spokesman said, "We take these things very seriously. Our policies do not tolerate bias or bullying. We want everyone to feel welcome in our schools." Osama now goes to school in Brooklyn, attending a program for traumatized children. He says he's doing better now and says when he's 18, he plans to revert back to his given name.
Back to Islam.
Manhattan, wow. Andrew Kurtzman, CBS 2 News.
Osama says the students at his
She's
school do
no
not
nose.
Participate in the tormenting. In fact, he says they often sympathize with him over the treatment he says he was receiving from his teacher.
The teachers were the problem.
What?
Osama, can you please not bomb us?
Wow.
Osama, you really bombed on that last test. Oh, I got a million of them.
What? What's this II? Oh, you'll get it soon enough, honey.
What?
Oh, that was too far over people's heads.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Let's have a tally, ban.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, fuck you guys.
Better than II. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
What does II mean? I don't get it.
So well, anyway.
Never mind. Explain it.
Yeah, I want to know.
I'm going to name my kid Adolf just so he can go through school being named Adolf. The kid teacher has to call him Adolf. Yeah.
Schmuck.
I would call him Adolf.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank God, there's people like Matt to correct those
That's
people
true.
Who pronounce it
Or Derek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Matt didn't correct, it was Derek.
Well, no, Derek intentionally mis-incorrected Steve just to be a dick.
Who gives a fuck?
A big Scottish bean.
What?
A big long hack.
I liked it better when we were talking about cartoons.
Me too.
It was funny.
I don't know what crawled up Vaughn's ass, but he went over to the computer and he turned into a dick.
Yeah.
Dick?
Well, him and...
I feel sort of uncomfortable.
Yeah, right?
This happens all the time.
Yeah.
Who?
T to the O-U-C-H-E-R.
Toucher? He's actually back on?
Well, you were talking to him.
Well, I was asking him why he wasn't... I was actually asking him why and how far behind he is. And when we were talking, he was just getting the little thing that
Interesting.
Maybe if he sat down.
Vaughn turned into Splooge McFuck over here.
Oh, my God. Ew. Well, sit down, dude. You're making me nervous.
Yeah, seriously. Sit down. You're making everyone uncomfortable. <All right. laughs> Just calm down. I don't know. You get all this animosity out of nowhere.
Or is he
but what? And then you yell at us for, like, picking on you, but you come after us.
He's standing in the middle of the room.
You were sitting on the computer.
Yeah.
You came over here, grabbed the mic. You were standing up. And chastising us for stuff.
What?
I didn't even know what was going on.
I wasn't chastising anybody. I wasn't chastising anybody about anything, you asshole.
Did he come over here with an attitude?
No, I was just looking over and watching a screen, you schmuck.
I sensed a slight
attitude. There was a slight change in his personality.
He turned into a grunge slob.
He took a turn for the worst.
All right, the show's over.
There was a rise in the fat and metric
Okay,
pressure.
Yeah. Let's
Interview's over.
interview.
This interview is over.
All right, I'll turn your mic off. That's no problem. Oh,
we've done it before. Great.
Anyway. It's the opposite of the Vaughn World Order.
The Derek World Order.
It's the non-existent way. He's going to turn himself back on. Oh, God. Oh, no, he's going back to the chat.
Yeah, I go back to the chat.
Anyway.
Right.
Carly, stop dumping and come on the mic.
She's going to love that.
Wow. What? Like a cow.
What do we got next?
Anyway.
All right, hold on.
Is that it for Osama?
So, yeah, I had a news story before.
Oh, you did? Oh.
I was looking at something.
Well, first I want to mention something. We might not be on next Tuesday.
Why?
I don't.
Damn.
What? From the peanut gallery over there. Well, I am going. I'm going camping.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
And in Pennsylvania. Well, no, I'm coming back Tuesday night. So I don't know if I'm going to be, if I'm going to make it for the show.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Which is very sad because it would ruin our perfect attendance. We have not missed a show since January.
Suck our cocks.
Perfect attendance.
Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Because we have absolutely nothing else to do.
That's true.
Congratulations.
Like go to the diner. All right.
Which I can do now because I'm back in my old shift.
Thank you. Let's go.
Yeah. So, yes.
I have $1 in my wallet, so I will not be going tonight.
Oh, come on. You could always gather money.
Gather money.
You have like $10,000 at home.
I'll go mine some minerals.
You have some like, you have thousands of dollars in his room.
That's really unlike you. That's not how much you have in your wallet.
Like $1 in my wallet.
Yes, thousands of dollars.
No, I do have a couple thousand at home.
He's a liar.
But what, just sitting in a fucking...
envelope.
In an envelope in the top drawer of... whoop.
Whoops. don't let Vaughn in your house.
Oh, no. I was just joking.
Apparently, well, let's...
in any
All right, go back to yours. I just wanted to mention that. That's we may or may not be on Tuesday. I'll put a best of together and give it to Chris just in case.
Yeah.
But if we get home like early, like if we leave at like 3 o'clock or something, we might make a show.
Where are you going?
I'm going camping in the... Pennsylvania.
Okay. What part?
Mm. So I don't want to say.
Okay.
I don't want all the Arista fans coming and bothering me.
That's true.
Me.
All the Arista groupies.
Yeah. Oh, Derek, he's shirtless. Oh.
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, it's disgusting.
What happened?
Matt, when are you going to tell your story?
I will. Don't worry. What happened?
Because I'm waiting patiently.
Was that a dig at CJS?
Who's that?
Because they don't have perfect attendance. Jeez.
Get the fuck out of here with the shit.
The toucher is such a
no, it wasn't.
But he
it
happens wasn't. To know that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Wow, that is very funny.
Yeah, great. No one gives a shit.
No. I just realized, like, last month we had a perfect attendance.
Yes.
Like, I brought it up to you. I was just like, you know, we haven't missed a show since we started.
Yeah, because we don't have anything better to do.
Exactly.
Anyhow.
We're all just responsible, that's all.
And yes, Rich, that's why I was humming it at work today, because I thought of doing that. I was walking around the back humming Mr. Perfect's music with my arms up in the air.
Were you like throwing things from one end of the warehouse to the other and running and catching them? Now that was perfect.
Did you overdose on cocaine
I
at all?
I did.
As a matter of fact.
Well, I was like, I was really good at it, and then I left, and an hour later I came back in like a blue suit, and I was like 100 pounds heavier.
I hate rap. Rap is crap. Wasn't he part of that whole
thing?
Yes, he was.
Yes,
him
he was.
And Jeff Jarrett. Wow. Anyway. I thought this was funny.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead with your news story.
Because
I'm going camping. So
I understand.
Right. With more than a billion people now sharing just 100 surnames, Chinese authorities are considering a landmark move to try to end the confusion. Current Chinese law states that children are only allowed to take the name surname from either the mother or father. But the lack of variety means there are now 93 million people in China with the family name of Wang.
Nice.
Wang. I love that name. That's so great.
Wang Computers.
Yeah. That's it.
Was that a Simpsons gag?
I think so.
It was the thank God they took the attention away from my shirt. The shirt said Wang Computers.
Anyway, what do you think about people named Wang, Lauren?
Peter Wang. It sounds so right.
I like it. I think it's
Peter
great.
Peter Steele Wang.
We thought we are Wang. What do you want me to say?
I don't know.
Wangs are
awesome.
Wangs
are great.
Wang rules.
Wow.
I love Wang.
great.
Ooh. Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Hang on, everyone be quiet. Say that again.
I'm not going to say it again.
I was going to isolate him.
We need it for a sound bite.
No.
Yeah.
We need it for a sound bite. Say it.
What, you want me to say it?
Well, we talked over your...
It's true.
No, never mind.
Wangs are awesome.
Wangs are awesome. Wangs are awesome.
Yeah. That's
I love Wangs.
On that note, whips him in.
That was a body crack.
This is interesting. This is kind of a callback to things we've discussed. A British police plan to post pictures of... Whoa, say that 10 times.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Alliteration, my friend.
Fucking the pee filter wouldn't save you.
British toddler Madeline McCann in virtual world Second Life.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah. I didn't
read
that.
They are going to be... let's see. Second Life is a virtual world, sometimes described as a game. It's a game first, asshole.
No, it's not a game. You just
apparently
walk around.
In which people control avatars, in quotes,
oh,
to meet people, fool around, and even run businesses, sadly enough. And why aliens aren't just lasering our fucking planet into oblivion is beyond me.
End it. Asteroid.
Let's see if there's anything else good on here.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. I think it's just kind of gay that, like...
So she's missing?
Yeah,
So they're going to put posters up in Second Life. Yes,
in Second Life? There's somebody missing in Second Life?
Mom wants to say something.
Got it.
We're talking about Second Life, right?
Yes.
You know how I was talking about the big thing is prostitution?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, now everybody's gotten so damn bored in this little online community that rape fantasy is now the big
what?
Thing.
What?
Rape?
Wow.
Jackhammer rapes?
Well, it's a big thing now for people who are willing to pay for it.
What?
Because you could put in certain scripts.
Yeah.
They can make people, you bend them over in a certain way or put them in a certain position where you can actually fuck them.
What?
Because you can buy penises and other attachments.
So vile.
You can buy penises.
Well, you can actually kill people in the game, too.
And take their penises?
Well, I wouldn't want to. It's a game. It's an online game.
Well, it's like an online chat room with game-like tendencies.
Yeah, where you can actually...
It's not like a game.
Well, it's like you're playing a game, like you're walking around, like you're going to do something, but you don't. You just talk to people. It's basically the boring part of all these games, which is just walking around with nothing to do.
Yeah,
terrible.
Yeah,
it's like real life, but, you know...
mm-hmm. So boring.
It's just less active.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I thought it was just very funny that somebody was telling me about that a couple days ago.
Rape fantasy.
That's horrible.
It's just gotten so bored... People gotten so bored with prostitution in Second Life.
It wasn't
they're
good
now
enough.
Doing rape fantasies.
E-rape.
And it's like, you can't do smut fantasies, which is like, ah, fuck. But
what?
What?
You can't?
No. Because most of the places won't let you do that. They won't let you kill the people. Like, they have like these rules where it's like, you can't go into the areas with weapons or...
Or wangs.
Or like virtual like metal detectors almost.
Yeah.
Which I think is just hilarious. Virtual metal detectors, they find your fake gun that you have on your fake body.
This is all just so preposterous. I don't even want to hear it.
Yeah, I really... Just,
right, the toucher thinks the game has a point. What's the point,
no, he
toucher?
Didn't. He said it's not a game.
Yeah, but
a game has a point.
Oh, okay. You're right. I read it wrong.
Yes, you did.
Quite. Actually, you read the complete opposite of what he said.
You read it Vaughn.
You should be like...
Cocksucker.
Wrong.
You're asking me if I know how to read.
His name is wrong.
Calm down. I was kidding around.
All right, I'm calm now. I'm calm now.
Calm.
I'm calm. Deep cleansing
calm.
Breath.
Seriously.
What are you talking about now?
So what else we got?
I don't know. We just got the Osama kid.
I love the this is some. I'm sorry, did I cut you off? The guy in Brooklyn, who apparently is showing himself to women.
Oh, that one.
Let's see. Prowled at night near 4th Street when he startled a woman who was sitting with a friend in a first floor apartment while at a computer near an open window at about 1:45.
Startled.
The woman noticed a figure just beyond the half drawn curtains. He came to my bedroom. Window completely naked, just wearing a paper bag over his head with the eye holes poked out.
So, what was this, the mysterious comedian?
I don't know.
The 34-year-old woman said, I didn't see his
comedian.
Face. I didn't see his face, so it didn't feel threatening, but he was masturbating.
Feverishly.
That's not threatening.
No.
Some weirdo breaks in the house. Whatever.
Wait, this
even
was,
after I closed the curtains, he stood there for a while.
This was
he was still there?
He was like flicking a penny in the air, like doop 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 doop.
Wait. This was in Brooklyn.
He came on my curtains.
It was God. New York, of course.
She was okay with that.
I thought it would be in Australia.
Why I wasn't threatened? I couldn't see his face.
You couldn't see his face.
Unbelievable. These people.
Both women described the man as about 6 feet tall with a lean build. Well, that's not Vaughn. And light hair and eyes. He appears to be in his late 20s or early 30s and has visible tattoos or piercings.
Uh oh.
Could be
Derek.
Maybe it was Rich.
Oh, Rich, what you been doing in Brooklyn?
What?
What?
What? Were you in Brooklyn?
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Is this Vendo?
No, this is Rich.
Oh.
This is Gabber Rich.
Okay. He's gabbing up a storm over
here. Yeah, I know.
Again.
Jesus Christ.
Boy, Rich, shut up.
I don't even have my headphones on. I can hear him.
Anyway.
Well, what's up, Rich?
Nothing. Just listening to the show.
Awesome. No, no Halo tonight?
Just breathing air.
Yep, I'm just metabolizing. My cells are dividing, so that's pretty much it for the night. After that, I will slumber.
What the hell are you doing?
That's TV. Oh. He's watching Law and Order.
Getting ready to go out.
So do you think we should talk about G-Rod, Rich?
Who?
Absolutely.
Who's that?
You think it's show-worthy?
I think it is, especially the pictures.
Yeah, the pictures are pretty funny. Basically, we work with this guy. We'll just call him G-Rod. We're not going to drop his real name. Not that he'll ever hear this.
No.
Although we did say we would bash him and then give it to him.
Uh-huh.
But we'd have to put it on a cassette tape. Because this guy apparently stopped growing in, like, the 80s.
Okay.
He's one of those people who comes to work with a headband on, who has, like, bad tattoos.
Oh.
Oh, he's Will?
Who?
Who?
Anyway.
You know
him. Moving on. Basically, he thinks it's still, like, 1985.
Okay.
He has some gray hair sometimes. Sometimes he has gray hair. Sometimes he comes in with the blackest dye job you can ever imagine.
Black
like,
number
just
one?
For men?
Like Chinese black.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Seriously. And he's just an awful human being. He lies about everything.
So he's Steve number two.
Nice. Basically.
Has he ever told you any awful stories, Rich?
Oh, he's told many awful stories.
Really?
Especially about the girls.
Yeah, is anything good or was it all just like bullshit?
Hurry up, Carly, I have to pee.
Well, he's told 10 different people 10 different places that he lives in, so.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he says he was like living around here, and then he shows up to work late and he says he was stuck in the Holland Tunnel.
Wow. That's, the fuck?
So my uncle said, I lived in Keensburg for half my life. I never took the Holland Tunnel to work.
I just took the turnpike and I got lost and whoops.
So basically this guy's a scumbag and he goes around telling all this bullshit. So then the other day, last Friday, I'm in work. I see him walking around. I see him talking with people and there's like little groups gathered and they're all like kind of laughing. And I pay no attention to it because, you know, I'm at work. I'm here to work.
Perhaps.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Rich?
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's shit five times a day.
So right? I pay no attention to that. But at the end of the day, I go over to them. And I'm just like, you know, what the hell's so funny? And he takes out this big, like, Kodak, like, folder.
Uh-huh.
And he whips out a picture of a woman's vagina.
Oh.
Now, this wasn't just any woman's vagina. He took this picture, and he printed them out on 8x10s. Uh-huh. And he had a whole folder. How many pictures did he have total, Rich?
Probably had, like, 15 or so.
Really? Because I saw, like, three of them, and I was fucking done. Like, he lifted the one up, and he goes, pussy. And
wow.
She's a Dominican gal.
Wait, all one girl, though? They're
this
all
is all one girl.
Wow.
He took pictures of her, and he brought him into work, which I'm sure she really appreciates. So basically, her, as Oprah would say, vajayjay, was cursed with that really kind of dark labia, where it looks like a singed, like, piece of something that came out of a fryer,
okay.
You know?
Wow.
It was
like deep fried pussy.
It was like that covered in what I can only assume would be blood. But she was just wide open.
Yep.
And it looked disgusting.
Yeah.
Unappetizing. Mm-hmm. And horrific. And everyone's kind of, and then he had a picture of her like licking her breasts with her oddly dark nipples.
He was passing these around.
He was showing everyone at work.
So he was sharing.
Basically.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
She sounds like she was nice. She was overstimulated to me.
Yeah.
Lots of extra blood flow going.
She was
in that fryer way too long.
She was a very awful looking woman.
Oh.
And no one really told him that apparently. Because when I went over there, being the dick I am, I pretty much said, wow, that's an ugly woman. And then.
You
then
flat out said that?
And
said, really?
I believe that's what I said, right, Rich?
That is what you said.
Yeah. And then everyone just kind of started laughing and finally was like, oh, finally we can be okay with the fact that this woman is ugly.
Wow.
And of course he joined in with the whole like, oh, you know, it's I'm just fucking her on the side. And,
wow.
Oh yeah, it's just a piece of ass. And he's like tucking the pictures away, like, oh yeah, you know.
So you got cocky all of a sudden.
Yeah, like, oh, I know she's ugly. Like, right. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that was the best he did.
Wow.
Ever. Yeah.
He's an awful person. So then there's this lady that works there, kind of receptionist type of deal. And I'm in the office today with her, talking to her, and he walks in. And so I said to her. He walked in.
Okay. Oh.
And I said, hey, G-Rod, did you show her your pictures?
Oh, no.
And he just goes, what are you talking about? I said, yeah, your pictures. He goes, dude, I have no idea what you're talking about. And then she turns and says, oh, I heard all about them. So apparently Rich and the gang on Saturday went up to her and told this lady, this innocent little lady, all about G-Rod's sexual exploits and his pictures and everything. And now he wants to leave the company.
Awesome.
They blew up his spot.
Seriously, this guy's got to go.
Awful.
You got any G-Rod stories, Rich?
G-Rod? Well, I was just thinking about another lie.
Oh, boy.
He said he printed out those pictures on his computer.
Yeah.
But oddly enough, they came in like a Kodak package. Like he went to the store and got it at Walgreens or something.
Probably.
If he did, I don't know what to think. Because I was like, how the hell did you get them? Because they were like 8x10s. He goes, oh, I have a photo printer.
Oh.
I'm like, that's a big fucking photo printer.
But I thought he stopped progressing after the 80s.
You missed the
one. Yeah, I know.
Well, yeah, I was peeing. Were they nudes?
Style-wise, yes. He stopped progressing.
Very disgusting nudes.
Like pornographic?
Yeah, yeah.
They don't print that shit at like Photoshops.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't think they do.
Well, maybe he does then. Maybe that's the only thing.
Well, you
thing.
Can print your own at like the, you can put like a CD in.
Yeah, maybe he went to Target and like, printed them out there.
Can you imagine the people waiting online behind
him? Oh, God.
Wow,
look at that one.
It basically looked like a vagina if someone took a bat to it.
Like a weed whacker.
Yeah. It was just red and disgusting.
Fiesta
and horrible.
Taco.
Yeah, so it was okay. Really bad. Yeah,
it was busted.
Burnt up roast beef.
It was charred roast beef. Yes. Uh-huh. And I mean, were you guys like afraid to say something, or was anyone saying anything?
I came over with you, Seth. I was the first one to say something.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Because everyone was just kind of looking at each other.
Everyone else was like, "Oh, wow, that's nice."
Yeah.
Then we came over and he was like, "She's fucking ugly."
Nice.
Yeah, Derek's not quite the most, he's not couth.
No, well, she is very ugly.
Yeah.
And then he said, well, let me see a picture of your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah?
So I showed him, and he went, well, she's pretty cute. I said, yeah, take that, you fucking dirty roast beef-eating motherfucker.
Wow. Nice. Now, is that the picture of Carly or the other one?
Whoops.
Oh.
Snap. Spot blown up on air live.
Chin strap got you good.
Oh, I'm kidding. Ooh.
Fucking 1990s football player. High school football player.
Just kidding.
Me shave my head, but I'm still going to have a beard.
I can't help it, man.
Why don't you grow a mohawk?
I should. I can't. I don't have hair.
One of those faux hawks.
Yeah. I'm just going to wear a wig.
Yeah.
Like a Bon Jovi, like 87 wig.
Feathered.
Yeah. Well, then you'd be like G-Rod.
Okay.
All right. Anything? You got anything else for the show, Rich?
Spray paint it black.
Do I have anything else for the show? Well, since you brought up Bon Jovi.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm, great.
I was at Elements not too long ago.
Okay.
Which is owned by his brother, I believe.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
And they had a Bon Jovi impersonator there.
Oh. A Bon Jovi impersonator?
And he was singing. Yeah.
Wait, this is Bon Jovi's brother's place.
Yes.
That's
and
terrible.
They can't get Bon Jovi.
He just can't do it. He owns a house a fucking mile away, but he can't come to Elements.
And it was a benefit for him, too. They were selling like his shirts from 1985 when he was on tour and whatnot.
Does he need the money?
But anyway.
Oh, yeah, I know.
What?
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead, man.
Oh, okay. And you figure that the guy would be like an actual singer, and he was up there with an acoustic guitar, and a song comes on, and it's not even an acoustic song.
No.
And he's lip syncing to the song.
No.
That was just hilarious.
Now, for those who don't know, Element is a like upscale, like hoity-toity lounge in Seabright, New Jersey,
uh-huh.
where, like, all the rich people go. Like, all the rich Jews go there and stuff.
Which, literally, Bon Jovi lives a mile from.
He has a house literally, like, a mile from there.
He could probably jog there
and
if he really
they
wanted to
can't
there.
Even get a guy who can sing worth a lick, apparently, from what Rich is saying. That's just sad. Like,
they could just get some really loud speakers, and he could do it from his house, and they could still be there. That's how fucking close he is.
I know. Seriously.
You can get wireless speakers.
There's literally just a river. Like, just go down the river, and it's there. You know, this is, like, ridiculous.
That's awful.
That's really bad. A Bon Jovi impersonator at Bon Jovi's brother's restaurant.
That's so great.
Lip syncing.
Did he at least look like him?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He's about, like, 600 pounds. And
so now we're talking old black. Bon Jovi or new Bon Jovi? Because they're, like, two different things.
New Bon Jovi.
New Bon Jovi.
Oh, like...
The short hair.
The metrosexual thing.
Yeah, can't go home, Bon Jovi.
Oh, no.
Who says you can't go? I'm sick of that fucking song.
Okay.
I'm sick of pretty
That's
much
not even
of
his
them.
Song, either.
I'm sick of fucking Bon
it's
Jovi.
It's not his song?
Nah, it's Sugarland's song.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Oh, I don't know.
Who is it?
It's a country band, Sugarland.
Yeah, don't know the country.
It's
Sorry.
A remake?
Yeah, well, he does that Home for Habitat for Humanity shit.
No.
Or whatever, so it's like probably why he did the song.
Anyway.
Toucha wants to know if you were flirting with him, Vaughn.
Nope.
Oh, yeah,
wow.
All the time. Shut the fuck up. God
There's
damn
There's some homosexuality spanning beyond
down
the meridian.
Oh, quiet down. Suck up Peter Steele's penis.
The meridian.
Wow. Can pull on your chin strap while you're sucking on his balls.
International Dateline. Gayness knows no bounds.
Dateline.
International Dateline NBC. I thought it was funny. Vaughn, what are you doing?
How did he regain his privileges?
Who?
Oh.
I know.
He stole them.
I know. He just turned himself back on. Yeah. Which
he starts
does.
Crying so bad, I just let
Oh,
him
yeah,
him.
I cry.
Vaughn loves to turn himself
on. Shut
the fuck up. That's an attitude.
He's not even drinking, and he's a prick.
I didn't cry. What the fuck are you talking about? I asked
you
to put me
you didn't
back
physically
on.
Cry. You whined.
When? Yeah.
It's something to the Bon Jovi story.
He's a fucking douchebag. Who cares? Who cares about Bon Jovi and his fucking flippant hair? Who cares?
Well, because flippant. Our caller brought up the story.
His,
we figured we would oblige
his $700
him
haircut. I don't care.
Wow. All
right.
I deliver to his house every once in a while, and I get attacked by his dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
This is dog.
You get like a. What are you,
is
nuts?
This dog on like a bungee cord, like fly in, like over the.
No, it's like bon usually it's cord. Like one of the people who clean the like the clean the grounds, I guess. One of his groundskeepers. Wow.
I don't think anyone caught that. Man.
No, I hope not.
I did.
What that was it?
That would no, that was contrived.
Oh yeah.
Just say it.
A Bon Jovi cord.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you're just going to shit all over things and then go back on the computer, dude.
I'm trying.
This is shit all over God. Everything. That's fine. I like when he does that.
I don't, because it ruins every joke.
No.
Sure it does.
He's getting tired, though.
Boom, 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 boom.
Were you up early today, Vaughn?
Yeah. No, actually, I wasn't. I had a little
I had 4 hours of sleep, and I got up at 6 o'clock. Fuck you.
They asked him if he got up early. Yes. No, actually, complete opposite.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't get up
yes,
early.
Yes, if it were opposite day.
No.
This turns into a dick. This so is why our listenership drops in half on the second hour.
Because we just start doing this.
All right.
What? Doing what?
Two words.
Do we call Rich, and it ruins it. No offense to Rich.
We didn't call Rich. He called
what?
Us.
No, I called.
Yeah. Duh.
Whoops.
Jackass.
I wasn't paying attention, Dick. I was in
the
bathroom.
Whatever. Like balls.
I know.
So, yeah.
Produce
Rich,
beef.
I don't think... what about him? I don't think Vaughn's a fan of you,
No,
Rich.
I don't care. He can be on the show. It's fun.
Oh, well.
It's just, I just wish he would just do more than listen to the feed while he's trying to talk to us on the phone.
You going to take that, Rich?
You guys dropped off the phone, and I was trying to see if you guys are still on.
Yeah. Pope Vaughn Paul gave the blessing, so you can listen.
I'm gonna hit your head with a fucking sledgehammer. You know that?
A
hi,
sledgehammer.
Rich.
Oh, Lauren says
Bugs Bunny.
Do you know him too?
Hi, Rich. Hi.
Do you know him too?
No, I don't. Oh, okay. I'm just saying hello, being friendly. You know?
No, I don't mind him. The one time I met him, he was okay. So.
Lauren, are you single?
I am. Yeah.
Oh, we could do a little dating game here, Rich. Ooh. And Lauren. What do you think, Rich?
Spit's gonna crash.
Set you up on an Arista date.
So produce beat.
We'll get to
okay, what do you think, Rich?
Are you hung like Peter Steele?
Wow.
Now, Steve wants him. That's the thing.
Let the man talk, guys.
Shit. I'm I elbow my way up.
No, call me a homo.
I'm kidding.
See, if he said yes, you wouldn't even know.
Rich, you want to do a little dating game?
Sure.
Oh, wow. Enthusiasm personified.
I guess.
Hey, Rich.
Whatever.
Hey, Rich, your part-time job, are you a mime by any chance?
Because Vaughn's a eunuch part-time. If you don't...
Wow. Oh, man.
Drink some rum.
Steve's the eunuch from Munich.
Well, Lauren, you want to ask Bachelor number one a question?
The eunuch from München.
I refuse to play this game.
Wow.
Wait, you're the one who brought it up. What the?
Who? All right, now we got to go Howard on her.
I brought it up. Are you talking to me?
Go what?
When did I bring this up?
To go Howard on her.
Go what?
We'll just force her to do it.
Just give it our MySpace. Give it our MySpace address, man.
Yep.
Wait, yeah, go Howard on her so we just scream at her like a faggot Jew and until she picks her up. Wow. Saying something wrong? An old Jew.
Sorry, Rich. I tried to get you a date.
Oh, well.
Whoops. Didn't work out.
Why don't you date the other guy that's banging that roast beef pussy?
You double teamer.
Oh, jihad?
That would be awesome.
Jihad. Double teamer.
Jihad.
You probably could fit multiple penises in that small hole.
That's all right, Rich. We'll pick up some drunk chick from the Rush show for you.
Great.
Oh, poor.
You're going to Rush?
I'm going to go to that as well.
Oh, are you?
I'm really excited.
Oh, really? How much are you paying for your ticket?
I don't know.
Guess how much I'm paying.
Nothing.
How much?
Zero.
Cool. Wow. I was invited.
How come Rich can't get us in too, huh?
No, see, I wasn't invited. Sorry. I invited myself. I wanted to go.
I'm sorry.
And then Matt said he was going, so I said I'm going with you.
Great. Yeah. How long have you been friends, Matt? Yeah, 20 years.
What was that, Charlie?
You don't give a shit about Rush.
Everyone's talking over everyone.
See them.
Everyone's got to stop right now. Carly,
we're having a nice discussion.
Did Justin Timberlake play at the PNC Arts Center yet?
All right, you know what?
So.
I'm really.
Don't ever
give her the mic again.
Sure. I want to go.
All right, new rule.
No. You want to go?
New rule. You want to go there and you want to hear Sexy back, and that is it. It's going to be the last song, so you might as well just sit in the park.
So probably the only reason she went to go see Gwen Stefani was just listen to two songs.
Legitimately likes her.
It's true.
Oh, wait, okay, question. You went to go see that show, right? And everybody else told me about it, the people I know. Who is it? Lady Sovereign was one of the opening acts. Did you actually like that? Did you listen to it?
She was very weird. She was British, had like a British accent.
That's enough.
And she was like rapping.
Who is it?
Yeah, Lady Sovereign.
Is that like Our Lady Peace?
I didn't enjoy her particularly. She was very mannish too, the way she was running around.
Oh,
yeah.
It's pop. It's all pop.
I have no
idea. Have you ever seen Lady Sovereign? She tries to be pop, but
she tries to be individual, but it's like,
no. She's just a scary little girl.
Oh.
She's 22. She's from Britain.
Oh,
and
I'd
she's,
probably fuck.
She's a okay. She's a white rapper. She was actually signed by Jay-Z's
record
label. And the music is just ridiculous. I actually had a friend of mine buy the record because he got it for free. Like at a place they were giving away, like you buy one record, you get another one free or something like that.
For free as in he paid $15.
No, for free as in he didn't pay anything for it.
Oh.
Wow. Cool.
And it's like, I was like, you just wasted a free CD purchase on that. Because he listened to the whole thing. He's like, why did you tell me to pick that up? And I was like, because every time I see it, I tell people to pick it up and they buy it. And like, oh, okay, that's interesting. And then they listen through it and they're like, why the hell did you tell me? I was like, well, you didn't ask my opinion. You just said, okay, I'll pick it up.
I just like
ruining people's days with that record. Because
speaking
it's so
of awful rap music,
oh,
I was telling
God.
Matt about this French
oh yes
rap group.
That's right.
Let's see if this is them.
Anything with French and rap, it's gonna be a
anything French just sucks balls. Except French fries, freedom fries. Excuse me.
Freedom fries is yes. right.
Freedom fries. What the fuck?
Can I have an order of freedom toast?
I hope somebody flies a plane.
That was
to this
so
house.
Gay. I can't believe people actually.
Have you ever
that.
Been freedom kissed?
Ooh. Ooh. Freedom kissed my butt.
What? Yum.
The fuck is this?
Live?
Europeans are weird.
Let's see if we can.
Alright.
This is awful. Come on.
Are we gonna get something here?
We're missing pieces here.
No, I'm skipping through it. There was a clip on XM.
And
it was.
That was a trailer.
It was. She's a rapper, I guess, called Diams.
Is she hot?
Looks like it from here.
Is she a French rapper?
Yes.
No, not good.
And it sounds so fucking funny. But, of course, I can't find anything with her.
She looks like a stereotypical European.
Yeah, she looks like a short hair. Let's see what this is here.
What?
Hang in there, Rich. We'll get it for you.
L-O-P-O.
Is he still on?
What are we doing? What's going on?
Rich, you still there?
I think Rich hung himself.
Richard, did you hang
Richelled?
Yourself?
Rich, you have a can.
No,
put it
good.
On.
Damn. He's there.
You're still
He's
good?
There. We got him.
Just toss someone out.
Wow.
At the window with a bag on his head.
What happened?
I don't know. This thing's been really gay.
Because it's wrench.
It's wrench. Who cares?
It's wrench.
Well, anyways, I was trying to explain. Lady Sovereign is probably the worst thing ever put to plastic.
Amazing.
The record is ridiculous because she has this hardcore Cockney accent. Okay. And it's atrocious to get through the songs.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what the fuck she's singing about? It's like you hear one word, it's like, fucking, did I hear crumpets? What the fuck she's singing about? And it's like, you know, Stefani is putting her on as the first act before Akon, you know, so she can, you know, lull the group of 12-year-olds into submission, and then Akon can hump them all.
He can do that one song he's known for.
Yeah.
Awful.
Well, did you hear what he did? Actually talking about this guy.
No idea.
He was doing an outside show, and some kid threw a CD up on stage. So he had his two bodyguards grab the kid, put him up on stage, and then Akon picked him up over his head, bench pressed him, and threw him into the crowd.
Really?
Yeah, he's like this 15-year-old kid, like lightweight. I watched the video for that, and I was like, oh, you gotta be kidding me! It's so ridiculous. Uh-oh. I see
this
bad.
This might be something.
Is this
I really want to hear some of this.
So do I.
This looks like it's a friggin'... Oh, wait.
This is the introduction for it. Parle de bled et déteste les règles. Elle sèche les cours le plus souvent pour ne rien foutre. Elle joue au foot sous le soleil, souvent du coca dans la
soleil.
Wow.
Wait, stop. Stop with singing over the beat. See if it's actually a piece. Héroïne, cocaïne,
crack et galore dur. It just sounds silly.
It doesn't sound that bad.
It sounds made up.
Yeah,
it's
it really
kind of creepy.
It doesn't sound that bad.
No, this is...
Stop.
All right, this fucking video is annoying me.
Terrible.
I'd rather hear black people rapping.
It doesn't sound that bad. It really doesn't sound that bad.
Are
though.
You kidding?
The beat's actually pretty good.
I'm not
really going into the French. I actually
the song I heard, she was talking very fast. It was like... It sounded like she was choking on something.
Like she was spitting it out.
Yeah, it was more like rap than it was like an R&B type.
Well, that was it. That doesn't sound that bad. But who knows? But the thing is, it's like because now... In England, there's a lot of, English girls who are getting record contracts are being brought over here. Like, Amy Winehouse is another one of her.
Yeah.
Or, what's her name?
What is she? She looks, she's kind of hot, but almost like...
She's got a tattoo of a naked lady in her arm with big boobs.
Yeah. She's got girls' names tattooed
on her
arm, too. But
she looks like she's half black or something. Mm-hmm.
I forget what she is. But her record's not bad.
I wouldn't go that far. I'm not going to think
of
that far.
No, it's not. It's not bad.
She's kind of hot, and that's all I'm going to say.
It's kind of retro, like 60s type of really black soul music, which is
and that's
bad.
Why it sucks.
She's not bad. I've heard.
Lily Allen isn't that bad either.
Unbelievable.
Who? Carly enjoyed one of her songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lily Allen isn't that bad either. She's another one of these.
I don't know. Do you know what we're talking about, Lauren?
Absolutely not.
Me neither.
No.
No idea.
And this is my show. Yep. I don't even know.
I listen.
Wow.
Richard, what do you think of this? Do you listen to any French rap?
Besides Gabber.
Richard.
Frap.
No, I don't listen to anything French.
No.
No.
So
I am one of those people that orders freedom fries.
Wow.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
That was hilarious. So Rich,
I wish somebody would bomb your car.
So, Rich, what are you wearing right now?
Oh.
Wow.
No, seriously. How old are you?
I'm 23.
He's old. Yeah. He has no body hair but his mohawk.
How much you packing, dog?
Disappointing.
What?
Yo, dog, how much you packing?
Dog.
Is it like 15 feet like my man Peter Steele?
My man.
Yeah, your man, not mine.
No, that's, you homo.
That's your boy.
Chin strap.
Yo, Google Peter Steele real quick. On images.
You're a homo,
you
gonna
finally look at it?
No, never.
No,
why not?
Because I'm making a stand.
Well, I don't want to look at it again.
Yo, anybody
seen it before? I know.
I've never.
Seen
no, I swear
okay.
to God, I've never
okay,
seen
I
it.
Haven't. I haven't. Assignment.
I never saw his penis.
I have an assignment.
He might have saw his penis.
Anybody who has right now, the ones that aren't here, because Steve will not check his MySpace page for probably another month. Anybody here, I think Marie is probably listening, find pictures of him online and post them on his MySpace. So when he hacks to get on, it's the automatic thing.
The moment I see his head, I'm going to know what it is. So I'm just
actually
look down.
One of my webmasters suggested to do that.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
To what, me?
The Mike to suggest
yeah, to it? somehow trick him into seeing.
Oh, Mike?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who else could it be?
Serena.
Oh.
I think that'd be hilarious.
Bitch.
Anybody who does MySpace besides the Toucher who hates MySpace, we were just talking about that.
Really?
Because I posted an archive from last week's show. Because he missed it. And he's like, oh, it's MySpace. I don't do MySpace.
That'd be very funny. He opens it up. He's like, oh, my God, it's perfect. It's girthy yet thin.
What? See?
It's long.
It's the most perfect penis I've ever seen.
It's like a bicycle tube.
It's all I've ever thought it would be and more.
It's so perfect. It's from Minnesota.
Look.
It even has that wonderful accent.
His dick hole is snorting cocaine.
Like everyone else from Minnesota, apparently.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Matt used the word girthy to describe
he did.
It.
Girthy.
Ravishing dick.
Dazzling dick dude.
The Aristophags. Anyway. Please Richter's cue the music for the Aristophags.
Can we get the Aristophags?
Seriously.
Oh, intro up here.
But yeah.
This is horrible.
At a principle, I will never intentionally look at it. If I get tricked, if I get tricked, that's fine.
Hey,
I will
if
never
I get tricked,
so.
And I hope I do. No.
We'll just get a big cardboard cut out of it for Thursday and put it up here as he walks in.
Holy shit! Penis! It'll just be his microphone stand.
Peter!
It'll be attached to his microphone stand.
You're going to have to talk into it. Yeah.
it's fine.
Paint it all white.
That's preferential.
Purple.
Purple.
The tip.
Have you ever seen Peter Steele's penis, Rich?
I think
sadly to say, I have.
Yeah.
Wow. Sadly to say, you
another
should be,
one.
You should be at the altar praying to it. What are you talking about?
We should get an 8x10 of that and put it in with G-Rod's pictures.
Oh, my God.
This is my man.
Imagine
Peter
how
Steele.
Funny that would be. He goes and takes it out.
Check this out, guys.
Whoa.
This is a big naked dude.
Whoops.
Well, that's who I'm fucking right now.
Ooh.
Yeah, no?
Ooh.
Roast beef. Peter Steele's penis. Roast beef.
Pork sword.
Deep fried vagina.
Oh, my goodness. Fiesta taco.
Fiesta
it looked like a turd.
Oh, come on.
It looked like a little brown turd.
Maybe she shit on herself and smeared it all over her cooch.
I don't know.
Some people are into that. You know,
it was awful.
There is, you know, you remember Scat City? Shitcity.com, remember that?
Yeah. I had this friend.
Remember.
He would just send me random links, like, check this out, dude. And he would write the link out like it was something from, like, Yahoo or something.
Yeah.
And I click in it, instance,
shitcity.com. Yeah.
I had this
fucking girl eating shit out of some guy's ass.
I had this friend named me sending myself stuff from work to my home computer.
I had a my one buddy, he does that. He used to do that to me all the time. He's like, look at this. And then he had me go over and it's like, oh, come on, not that damn site again. I once did it to him where I set it up as his like personal website when you pop up. So his mother was checking stuff on his computer.
No.
Like, oh my
That's
God,
not,
what is
that?
That
can't be true.
Yes, it was. It was right. Just
oh, come on.
You should just have it go to Tub Girl.
Or that one I was showing you guys. Stacy's mom one where it's just the old girl, the old woman sucking the guy off.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a loop of Stacy's mom has got it going on back there.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
No, it's just an old lady sucking a cock.
That's it's an old lady, like fucking, like,
and just
B. Arthur
Stacey,
sucking dick.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Yeah, pretty much so, bro.
Stacy's grandma got it going on.
Yeah.
Stacy's
mama.
Stacy's corpse got it going on.
Anyway.
So, Rich, are you into corpse fucking?
Anyway.
Wow.
I got him.
See, got him. Gotta
what?
Get him to talk somehow.
I can't say that I am.
What's going on?
No, really? You never...
I'm going to have to apologize for our guest.
Uh-oh.
Which one?
But...
That is...
Wait for it. He took the filter off so he doesn't have to smell it.
I'm getting smarter.
He
it
lost
sounded
it.
Like part of Mario Brothers. Like, dur, 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 dur.
So no corpse fucking in your future there, Rich?
I'm not the only one that does that, by the way.
No?
So why not?
Well, Vaughn did it three times already today.
What's wrong with the longingness of a dry vagina?
Wow.
Long Island.
Long Island.
Produce Pete, huh?
What's wrong with it? Speaking of penises.
Did you know?
Speaking of corpse fucking? What are you talking about?
This story, oh my God, it smells so fucking horrible in here.
This is why I'm over here.
I'm glad I'm not. Oh.
You're not safe. You're not safe. It's going to get over there very soon.
The entire room is.
Give it a minute.
It's like London fog. You'll get it soon enough.
Rich had to leave a warehouse to get away from
it. Oh, my God.
She's got it.
Full of noxious fumes.
I can still smell it.
She smells it.
What? What was that, Rich?
I said we work in a perfume factory and I can still smell it.
I know. What is that fragrance you're making?
Ode to Derek.
All day toilet.
All day too much bread.
All day asshole.
Twilight.
Anyway, go ahead, Matt. You have a story?
Long Island.
Yeah, this is a Long Island related story.
Long Island.
It spawns off into Produce Pete, which is always very interesting.
Kid touch.
Are you familiar with Produce Pete, Rich?
Who?
Produce Pete.
That means no.
Gabber music.
Produce Pete.
For instance, did you know?
I have no idea who that is.
Well, for those of you who don't know, Matt, maybe you should explain it to some of our newer listeners.
Okay. Produce Pete is an old man. He's creepy, and he basically lived his life through produce, and now
still does.
He still does. He has his own TV show, and he's basically the face of the produce department for the company that I work for, and I have to listen to
whatever company that may be
all fucking day.
Yeah. Did you know?
Every few minutes, I hear, "Did you know?" And then he tells you some stupid shit about produce. And it'd be like, if you have any more questions, talk to one of my produce pros. They have a lot of fresh ideas.
And standing right next to the screen is Mark. I mean, Matt. What is it, Mark?
What?
Matt, I meant Matt.
Well, anyway, the whole point of the story is we're coming home from Long Island last week because I was at a Mortal Kombat tournament.
No shit.
Wow.
And we couldn't find the exit to the Wantagh Parkway. So we asked a couple of guys at a gas station, which is probably a mistake.
It's always a big mistake.
But we were very we weren't lost. We were on the right
track.
No,
we were right there. We were only like two lights from the exit, but we kept on circling around because you could not see a sign.
Yeah.
There's no sign. Anyway, so we were going to ask an attendant at the gas station, which was apparently non-existent. It was actually almost like going to a bank because you had to go through a drop slot in order to get whatever you wanted because the place is just closed.
There was a teller.
It was a teller, literally like a drive-through,
because it's not self-serve.
but the gas station, it had
bulletproof
store.
Glass.
There was a store.
Yeah, there was a store, but it was closed.
Yeah.
Except for the teller part, so he would just say like, "Yeah, I want a Gatorade," and he would walk in the back, get it, and hand it to you, and give him the money. But anyway, whole point is, we asked these guys, "Where you know how the hell do we get back to New York City? Where's the exit for Wantagh?" And how did he say it?
He goes. What is your preferential choice of exiting Long Island?
Yeah.
What?
And I'm just like, I just want the fucking Wantagh Parkway.
Preferential choice.
He's explaining. All right. He kind of preps himself to tell the story. He doesn't like take a deep breath, but he like kind of looks around. And he's like, all right, let me tie you here.
he's like, you want to take the belt? I'll tell you how to take the belt.
You want the belt? I'll tell you how to take the belt. All right. He's a total asshole. Thankfully, he gave us sound directions, but he was with this other guy.
He didn't give us sound directions.
No, it was fine.
He's like, go down a couple lights.
No, he said, go down a couple lights, you make a right, that takes you to Southern Parkway, that takes you straight out to the Belt Parkway, you're free home. That's it. But the whole point of the story is, his buddy, who's standing next to him, wearing sweatpants, was starting to tent as we were standing there.
Nice.
As we were sitting there in the car. I look over, like, the guy's like crotch is right there in the window. I just look over and I just see this like bulge, not like a normal bulge, but like as an erect penis.
Whose crotch is,
there.
Is in the window? Woof, woof.
slip.
I didn't see that, and I was sitting.
You didn't see?
Right
it? How could
no.
you not
the
see
The one
that?
With
like
the hangy balls.
I was sitting right there, and I did not
the
see that.
Uncircumcised
but
dick.
You had said it many times. So.
One with a 15-foot cock.
I didn't
okay.
see it. You said it.
I don't
it.
Know how you didn't see it.
I wasn't looking.
Unless you saw his blue.
What? It was this guy in sweatpants
like
standing there. It was just creepy. Because, like, his shirt
they
might have
been
tucked in.
They were both very, very creepy.
They were probably gay. But, but anyway, so this other guy.
So, who was this guy pitching
there.
A tent for? You or her?
I don't know.
Possibly.
I, like
I, don't
his
know. I don't know.
I
don't
I
know.
I like his long hair.
Yeah, baby.
It's hot.
But, yeah.
His
so then,
his Nintendo skull
fuck him.
It couldn't have been me.
Well, if he's gay, he's. He's like, oh, that Nintendo thumb is fucking hot.
What? Nintendo
thumb.
Matt
just holds his thumb up while he's driving to the fucking combat tournament. He's like, I can't.
Nintendo thumb.
Can't get it hurt. He has like a major car wreck and it's just his hand sticking out the window. Like,
for whatever reason, on the way home, this situation spawned into Protus Pete jokes.
What?
Which is
no, not for whatever reason.
Because your fucking brain operates in such a weird way.
Well, the guy kind of sounded a little bit like Protus Pete.
He did, yeah.
That's all I can think of. For instance, did you know the Wontaw Parkway is not named after Wontaw? That's what Produce Pete is like. He gives you things that are kind of similar to other things.
Then he relates them to produce.
I related everything to produce.
Well, the blood orange thing.
Yeah, the blood oranges. Did you know the blood orange is not actually orange?
It's red.
Like, it's red. And it's from Japan. You know, he's just
And I... That's exactly how he talks, too.
He's a piece of shit.
You've heard him?
In the store, yeah.
What is it?
Because every, like, 10 minutes.
Every 10 minutes, there's maybe four or five different...
Even when you're online now, they have a little TV.
Oh.
And he comes up all dressed up in his apron and shit. Hi.
I call him Produce Creep. Yeah, he looks like an old creep. Oh. I've actually seen him in person.
Really?
He's actually been in our store before.
You met
him? I didn't meet him. I saw him.
Massaged him.
He looked miserable. He's standing there, and he's like culling fruit.
He's been in a fucking produce section his whole life.
Yeah.
He's cold.
I've been around produce all my life.
He's cold. He's wet.
I'm ready to kill myself.
Yeah. I even know when the little sprinklers are going to go off.
They keep me alive.
They keep me hydrated.
Did you know that Japs burn a little cleaner than the gooks?
What? Did you know Brussels sprouts are really from Zimbabwe?
Did you know that you can kill a kike quicker than you can kill Americans?
What the fuck is going on?
Cut his mic, dude. This is the part of the show where Vaughn just starts yelling stuff out to be extreme.
Did you know a supple young man's ass is nicer than an older man's ass?
He's lost it now.
See, that had nothing to do with produce.
I know.
Yeah. I don't really particularly
like
it.
He's just
like
producing
it.
Bad radio. That's it.
Did you know a young melon is like a young man's ass? Ripe. A
couple things from the chat.
What's up?
Okay.
hey, Rich is laughing. I don't care.
Anyway.
Does anybody else?
Webmonster Mike is in the chat.
Excellent.
Nice. What up, Mike?
And he said he lost power.
Oh.
Nice excuse.
Lies.
Lost internet for a while. Lightning storm. Very pretty. And now through the power of technology, I'm listening to Derek fart.
That's just the greatest.
And I guess when you were talking about your story, you said, and the tent broke through the window and punched Matt in the face. that's when he realized it was Peter Steele.
Punched in the window.
And then he said, nobody expects the Peter Steele penis.
Get over here.
Which is a Monty Python reference.
Yeah.
Okay. Or as I typed it, Manty Python.
Manty.
Because I'm an idiot.
Petey Python. Bingo.
Petey Python. It makes sense. It'll just wrap around your neck until you die. What do you think, Rich?
What? I wasn't paying attention.
Good. Yeah, I wasn't either.
Nah, neither was I.
Are you
actually
watching porn instead?
Yeah, what are you doing, Rich? Are you watching Produce Peter Steele?
Are you watching Bukkake films?
Did you know my cucumber is over 10 inches long?
Did you know the English cucumber is the longest of the cucumbers?
But it makes a great body double for my dick.
Wow.
I practice putting condoms on them.
Sometimes I put melons together and titty fucked them.
Did you know my cock can dislocate a person's neck without even breaking it in half?
Oh, man. Produce Peter Steele.
You like that?
He's so extra.
He is so extra.
Extra?
Yeah.
Extraneous.
Extreme.
Produce Peter Steele would be a lot cooler. He'd be like, you know, my dick is big.
Yeah.
Did you know she's a day tripper?
Okay.
I don't know very many.
When picking out a butternut squash.
That could be arranged.
You want to make sure it's long and firm.
Are you a big typo fan, Rich?
Probably not.
He's not I like a few songs.
Yeah? Oh. Cool.
like the ones that you've never heard on the radio?
Like all of them?
I don't think I've ever heard any of them on the radio.
Yeah,
good.
That's what I meant.
Well, that's why I love type
Rich, are you shaving your back while you're talking to us?
Oh, my God.
Might I just add, Rich is a vital part of the show.
Right now he is.
He is. I know.
Rich, when you shave your body, when those hard-to-reach places, do you use a little tweezer and just pull them right out? Is that when you get the most power out of you?
You really should
you're really dying, sir. You're really dying.
You really should be asking his mother that question.
Wait, hold on. Do you
Christine, I'm sorry, Vaughn. You're bombing. Christine, why did I call you Christine?
Ah! You prick.
You're calling me Christine?
Lauren.
Yeah.
There's Christine in the
chat. Breast
thing.
The whole giant breast thing. Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, Lauren.
Dope.
Richard, who we're going to hook you up on a date with.
Okay. Of course. Yeah, all right.
Our number one listener.
All right.
And our number one aristocrat. He has his back shaved periodically by his mother.
Wow.
That is correct.
So is that a turn on or a turn off?
Let me think.
You'll have to do it soon enough.
That's strange. Yeah. Wow. So that's all I have to say.
Rich,
that's
kind of
strange.
Rich, does your father?
Rich,
does your father or your mother shave your ass?
I do that myself.
You do that yourself. So
that's possible.
So even in the crack, you even get in the crevice.
Like I do
a blue knot you get in there.
So wait, you're entirely hairless.
Oh, he's like a 12-year-old
well,
boy.
Well,
not
her,
right now, but usually
he's her suit to begin with. But
what?
Her suit.
What? Her suit.
Her suit. That's what the term is.
Mm.
But he's so hairy that it has to be shaved on a regular basis.
Yes.
Oh, he's a living Chewbacca.
Pretty much, from what I hear. Yeah. Is that correct?
He's like one of those monkey faces.
You are pretty
Mexico.
Hairy. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
See.
Yeah. If he lets it go, but for the most part, he's.
So you don't have to wear any clothes during the winter time. Is that what you're trying to say?
Are you rocking the ass beard?
Ass beard. Okay, what about your taint? Do you do that, or is your mother?
I've asked him. Yes, he does it.
Damn it!
Well, I've asked him that.
But he has to do this for his job.
No, he doesn't have to do it for anything.
Yeah,
he does it
for his job.
His job. He wears a fucking uniform.
Wears a coat.
Wears Dickies for Christ's sake.
No, what does he do on the side?
He's a cheerleader.
That's
yes.
It, yeah.
Oh, the cheerleading. Well, you don't do that anymore, do you, Rich? You do cheerleading?
No, I don't do that anymore.
Oh.
Like
male
strength
five.
Like he holds girls up and just inspects their.
He's a very strong fellow.
So that makes it
for who? For like what teams? For like what?
Holds
baseball, football,
local,
basketball.
I did it in college. And I was on a couple of teams.
Yeah. Field hockey.
Field hockey.
I don't know. Oh, he just did it to meet.
It
chicks.
Was like competitive. It wasn't any like Pacific.
Like that's
team.
That shit's like
right.
It wasn't Pacific. Was it Atlantic?
Wow. It was Indian.
Fuck you. Rich, right? Was it not?
Was it what?
It wasn't Pacific. Oh, say the word. Fuck you.
Pacific.
It wasn't specific to any
there
other team or anything? It was just like competitive, right?
You need some coffee.
Well, in college it was for football and basketball, but other than that.
Well, when you were out of college.
He does this
that.
On purpose, by the way.
Oh, yeah, does he?
Now it's just to compete.
Yeah.
Maybe he's really tired.
No, he does it on purpose. He'll sit there for a minute and then he'll go, what? He thinks it's funny. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right, Rich?
Yes.
See?
He sounds like Vendo. No, he doesn't.
Like a lot.
Vendo's gayer.
Gayer.
Well, we should compare and contrast. We should do that as a promo.
Okay, Rich, well, Vendo, we, than
what,
you.
What I want to do is I want to bring Rich in here.
Yeah, do it.
And I want to give him a gallon of milk.
Oh, no.
Oh, the milk challenge?
No, I don't want him to puke it up. I want him to take it out in some other way.
What does that mean?
Because he is horribly lactose intolerant.
Oh, no.
Oh, you want him to shit it out? You want him just to sit up with the boom mic and
so
fucking sit on the toilet?
Basically.
A garbage bag.
See how long he can hold it in.
A garbage bag of yogurt.
He has IBS and lactose intolerance.
Oh, my God.
So
he basically just sits down at lunch and eats, like, grass.
So, wait.
And,
so,
and
so
roughage.
Wait, hold on.
Sticks.
So you're all this plus really, really hairy. Yeah, you should have just shot yourself years
anyway,
ago.
Anyway, okay.
Wow.
So,
Vaughn.
It's funny that you bring up the
Extra.
Milk thing, because I just happened to watch a video of a girl trying to drink a gallon of milk over in Britain. They have, like, the tall, thinner containers over there.
Yeah.
So I couldn't really tell at first. I was like, that's not a gallon of milk, but it was from one angle. It's, like, a little bit wider.
She probably got it from Tesco's.
Could have. Could have done that. But,
anyway, go on.
So she must have gotten through a third of it and threw it up.
Yeah, you can't do a gallon of milk.
No.
No one can. Your body can.
Actually, I think Webmaster Mike can.
That's not true. Someone in my high school did it.
Yeah, they bullshit you. You can't
they
do it.
Bullshit you.
I've seen video. I've participated in it. You cannot
in
do
one
it.
Shot. I don't
over
think
an hour.
Can
if you got to do, you got to drink it.
Andre
and you
the
gotta,
Giant could have
maybe.
Yeah, then he'd shit out a child.
Wow.
And then he'd show Hogan. Go look at that man.
Oh shit.
Look at that bullsh.
Your boss.
But I know Webmaster Mike used to drink an enormous sum of milk every day.
Yeah, but your body gets like really younger. Sick if you drink too yeah. much milk.
Mm. We gotta have Webmaster Mike call in.
Yeah, we should.
Or have that him be in here sometime.
Or have him in here.
If he's ever in New Jersey.
Have him get up here sometime. We'll see what happens.
Because I'm sure that's what he wants to do when he visits
probably
New Jersey.
Not, but
once it. Every other year.
New Jersey. All right. He said something.
He said whole milk, no.
Not whole milk?
Okay,
no.
Whole milk.
We're going late.
Whatever.
Dude, oh, yeah, we've gone late. It's already
you're
10 minutes after.
You're right with that?
Yeah, chin strap. I'm fine.
I'm just making sure.
You called him Fat Boy the other week.
Who, me?
You're fat like, boy. We don't need show prep, Fat Boy. Just drink some liquor. You'll be all right.
Fucking William Taft over here. Call me Abe.
William Howard Taft.
I'm Taft. All
right. He was the fattest president ever, right?
He was.
Didn't we discuss that already?
Yes, we did last week. All
right.
So drunk much hostility.
He could be Garfield, actually, with that beard.
William
the
Howard
cat?
T-Fat. Anyway.
What?
I know. What do you think, Rich? What?
Yes. No, I wasn't paying attention again. Right.
Okay.
So let's go back to the corpse fucking.
All right, Rich, you want us to let you go? Are you going to bed? You want to let us go, for Christ's sake?
Hang up, Rich.
Whatever.
No offense, Rich. We like you.
No,
except for Steve. He thinks you're a dick.
No, we're just fucking with
you. I think he's a chin strap.
Did Webmonster Mike follow up on the milk thing? Other than not whole milk?
He said he doesn't want to enter New Jersey anymore.
Good man. Hey, Rich. Rich, have you ever fucked a woman with one
he
eye?
Said, I'm afraid well, I'll somehow. I'm afraid I'll somehow see Vaughn naked.
No.
Somehow.
If it's not during the summer, you won't see me naked, Mike.
Anyway.
Okay, Rich. You want us to let you go now? You probably got to go to bed.
I'm usually up till about one.
Okay, well, we'll, let you, right. We'll let you go.
And
anyway.
Let you go.
Thanks so much for coming.
Oh, I tried to set you up, Rich, but she wasn't having it. I'll show her some pictures of you, and she'll be leaving a slug trail to your house.
Oh my goodness!
Let's go.
Send him my pictures.
There you go.
You want to plug your MySpace?
You can plug.
I don't know what your page is.
All right.
What is it?
What is it?
It's myspace.com/flowersofevil.
What?
Flowers of Evil.
Yes.
There you go.
It's
Tulips.
It's a hymn song.
I bet it is.
Yes. Mm. Well, it's actually
believe it or not,
a
she is over 17.
Yeah. Even though that title seems like it.
Real she knee slapper, it. Matt. Real knee slapper.
Well, it's good because it's, you know.
So everyone
go, everyone
like
go
she's
there
16,
and,
but she's actually over 24.
Oh. No?
Yeah. No matter what, she'll friend
actually
you.
Actually just turned 24.
No matter what. Regardless of what you do, she will friend
seriously.
You.
Seriously.
Yeah, because
she has KKK members on her
David
friend
list. David Berkowitz.
That is not true.
David Berkowitz. No, because you can't get to your friends list because you have all these like weird MySpace mods where it's all fucking weird
sure
and you
can.
Can't leave comments.
All
and
you
stuff.
Have to do is highlight her.
Well, I don't do that shit, Matt. If it's not there.
No, I have a little comment box.
That's true.
I have
drop me one.
Yeah, that's gay.
No, you just highlight the ID number, go to somebody else's friends list, and plug that in there.
Oh, man, Christine's see. Drunk. We should call her.
All Christine's hot. Drunk?
Call her up.
Christine,
who? Right. Get her to display
Rich,
the
jokes. Rich, as always, it's nice to hear
I've
from
never
you.
Even heard her talk before.
Okay.
What? There's nothing on here. But...
No.
Rich, it's great to talk to you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Later. Rich, you should come to the show one of these days.
Later, dude. Yeah, you should stop by and have some. Actually, we'll have you have a gallon of like ice cream or something.
Oh,
I could
do
that
Thursday.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Come in one day with a gallon of ice cream,
Rich.
Right?
Check out my MySpace.
Check out her MySpace.
What was it?
I'm in my pics.
Flowers of what?
Evil.
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 Flowers of Evil.
Evil.
All right.
You'll figure it out.
And I'll give her your MySpace. Maybe you two can hook up and
there
make babies.
Tulips of Doom. That's what it is.
Extra.
All right, Rich. I'll see you tomorrow.
Annoying.
Extra, extra.
All right. Goodbye, Rich.
What is so
okay,
extra about
it.
That? Come right, on. Bye. Explain what you're talking about, because I don't
I'm just
get
trying
extra.
To get him to say goodbye.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not talking
wow.
about that, though.
Anyway.
Hang the fuck up.
Come on, you dick. Hang up.
So.
I think we should call Christine.
Call her.
Okay.
Call. I've never heard her talk.
You got a number on there, right?
I'll be interested.
She's drunk, huh?
That's what she says. Should we
be
just call her?
Yeah, do it.
Oh, God.
Ring, 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 aristocrat.
Go, leg. <lay. laughs>
Aristocrat.
Dangle dog. Someone's calling you. It's Derek.
Derek's ass.
It's a slob.
Hello?
Christine?
Yes.
Hi, this is the Aristocrats.
Hi.
We're calling you because we think you're drunk.
You're not drunk.
Oh, yes, I am.
Not as drunk as Steve is.
Well, what are we drinking? What's your poison tonight?
I just got home from the bar, and I really don't know how much I drank or how I got home.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Very nice.
This isn't happening right now. This isn't
yes.
happening right now.
Very good.
Why don't you show us your breast on air?
How about it?
How can she?
We give it up.
It's a joke, dick face.
We saw plenty on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
That eluded our...
More than enough.
What the fuck is going on? What are you talking about?
I don't know. We figured we'd call you because you were drunk.
We were...
Oh, okay. Hi.
What bar were you at?
I was at the Whiskey Cafe in Lyndhurst.
Oh, very classy.
I thought you lived in New York.
Were you watching right comedy
I
by
do
any chance?
I do live in New York, but I go to Lyndhurst every Tuesday.
Was there a reason for you going there on Tuesday?
They have shitty comedy.
Okay, who is it?
Also, they're broadcasting Aristocrats.
Wow, yeah.
They pipe this through the speakers?
What do you mean by shitty comedy?
Like, I mean...
open mic?
So-called open mic night, and I know a lot of the guys that go there, and some of them are okay.
Uh-huh.
Is it mostly bad, though?
I don't want to get myself in trouble.
Why? Wait. Why don't you want to get yourself in trouble?
I don't know, because some of those guys are my friends, and I'll feel bad if I say, oh, you
can't. They already know who they are
right
now.
But a lot of the people there are really not that good.
Oh. So the people you know...
Well, now this isn't Conte and Kenny's gig, right?
No.
Okay, because I heard they were very good. I actually missed them last Saturday.
Oh, no, they were awesome. You should have been there. It was great.
They had this fucking guy on their show. Did I bring that up?
What's
that? The alien comedian? Yeah.
I got to listen to that.
Interloper?
The Interloper, yeah. That was fucking classic.
I got to listen to that back show a couple days ago. It was actually pretty good.
It was very good. They do a good show, Monday nights.
Yeah, I wish they had more hours.
What do they do, 7 to 10?
They do 7 to 9.
7 to 9?
No, 6 to 8, right? Oh.
No, 7 to 9 on Mondays.
What kind of shithead show does 2 hours?
Yeah. Well, because they have...
you guys.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Well, we're at night. It's not like we can really cause anything more than 2 hours. We're actually going over now, so what are you talking about?
Wow.
Yeah, you guys go over.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. And we fill in for people when they need to be filled in for.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we're not
like
here.
Like when they're in court and shit? Yeah.
Or when they're doing best of shows.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, the guys on the channel say we need to go on.
Wow. We need to. It's absolutely necessary.
They did say.
We have to sustain
it. It is absolutely necessary.
Yeah, you can't fill time with blankness.
What? I don't even know what he's talking about.
I have no idea.
Mr. Wizard over here.
So did you hear Mr. Wizard died, Christine?
What?
Mr. Wizard died.
What?
When did that happen?
A couple hours ago.
Where was I?
Drinking.
She's outraged.
Oh.
As his body was slowly turning cold, you were drinking and listening to horrible comedians.
Oh, well.
Yeah, depending on which time zone you're in, you might not have died.
A lot of people have died while I've been drinking.
His name now is Mr. Rigger.
What?
Oh,
what?
Wow.
As in Mortis?
You should come to open mic night because that wasn't that funny.
Yeah.
I would tear that microphone
up. Wait, you go to this thing every Tuesday night, and the only thing it seems you get out of it is a ton of drinks.
Basically.
Yes, most of which I don't have to pay for.
Oh, okay. Well, now I'm totally for it then.
Different.
Keep
women
doing
not
it,
paying
woman.
For drinks.
There are a lot of eye candy there.
Oh.
No.
Oh, you're
really,
desperate.
There's
you just
not.
Everybody.
No. So why
it's
are
New
you
Jersey.
Not even a little.
No. Just a lot of fat guys. Hey, it's like this room.
Wow. That's not good.
The room full.
The reason I started going there was because the guys from Cousin Joe Show go there, and they do stand-up.
Yeah.
But then I just kept going even when some of them stopped showing up.
Oh. Okay.
So you just became a regular?
Because I like to drink.
Yeah. No, really?
No, I don't like to drink. I don't like to drink at all. Fuck that.
So you go for the comedy, stay for the booze.
No. She goes for the booze, stays for the booze.
Yeah.
Can I ask her a completely unrelated question?
Oh, okay. Our friend Lauren here wants to ask you a question, Christine.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Have you seen Hostel 2?
No, I refused to go see that. I saw the first one, and I threw up in the movie theater.
Wow.
Yes. It's awesome.
Wow, that was unrelated.
That was complete.
Where did that even come from?
I don't know. I was just thinking
that
about
that was a Vaughn question.
She's
just not paying attention
it.
To the show. You know what? Really want to see Hostel.
Have you ever seen a 500-pound woman before?
Because we have.
Yes.
Because I have.
I threw up in, too.
I have seen a 500-pound pumpkin
and, yes.
and a 500-pound woman.
Then, yes. Was she holding the pumpkin? Because that would be
over her head.
At midnight, no. It morphed into the pumpkin
the
like
pumpkin?
Cinderella.
No.
The fat woman.
Oh, man.
She have it on her back like fucking...
She morphed into the pumpkin.
Yeah. Oh, that was
a
random.
Fat-o-lantern.
That question was random.
Well, hey, it's, that's what we're about here.
All right, whatever.
Your random crats. So we're gonna be sending Vaughn over to your house, Christine.
No.
Covered in stitches because
no,
we're still waiting for
no.
What do you mean,
I
no?
Don't
she doesn't even know what he looks like. No, 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 no.
No, well, you're nice and liquored up, and, you know, I figure we'll send Vaughn over
up.
There.
Yeah, and I got to go to work all early. And
she's got work, dude.
That's all right.
I got work early at noon tomorrow.
Vaughn will whisper
yeah,
sweet
noon.
Nothings
oh,
in your
so
ear.
Early.
Yeah, quite
shut
honestly.
Up.
Wow.
Shut up.
Wow.
What time you got to wake up, Christine?
5:30.
That's pretty early.
Okay.
That's pretty early.
All right. I feel you on that one. It's mm-hmm. pretty early.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be up for the next 3 hours, so this doesn't really matter.
No,
so what?
That's plenty of sleep.
Hey, Vaughn, how fast can you make it to Lyndhurst?
Pretty fast.
Yeah.
Or New York.
I'm not in Lyndhurst. No. I don't live in Lyndhurst. It's nowhere near me.
All right, where do you live?
Don't worry. They're bunched.
I'm not telling you where I live.
They don't particularly
well, I don't give a
listen.
Shit where you live.
The one answer the question,
I'm
jackass.
I'm just curious. Well, New York City, New York, like, upstate.
State? Where?
Like, north, upstate.
I will go so far as to say Rockland.
Okay, fine.
All right, fine.
That
we'll
works.
Find, we'll find you. Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll get you.
We'll get a GPS.
Vaughn will sniff you out.
Is that a threat?
I'll ask another random question.
Promise.
Go ahead.
I don't have anything to say.
Okay.
Oh. Do you have any more questions? random questions?
Anymore?
Can you ask her a question about breasts, maybe?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I will not.
So, oh, wait. Okay, good one. Talking about breasts.
Breasts dipped in concrete in pole clubs.
Shut up, asshole.
Speaking of breasts.
No, we were this has been going on the boards for the last couple of days. Nice how you you kind of realized that what Eric put up there to show you that he actually can contribute to something was bad
oh,
and just
no.
You didn't put up real breasts. It was pretty funny.
Oh, no. Actually, I thought it was funny. I just didn't have anywhere to host the picture.
Oh,
you could have just,
asked
Derek. He would have sent you pictures. He would have sent the pictures up.
If you noticed my user picture is gone because Photo Bucket said no.
Really?
Oh, really?
Wow. They said no.
Well, you can send them all to me and I'll host them for you.
This is no.
If I send them to you, I think they're going into a black hole.
Wow.
I'm sure they are, but I will also put them up on the site.
It's called thearistocrats.com.
Yep.
Yeah, that is a black hole on the internet.
Radio.
Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Radio.
Though, not the movie. That'd be silly.
We should have asked people about Sopranos. What they
Why?
Thought.
I have not watched one.
Did you
episode
see it?
Sopranos.
Did you see it last night
ever,
or
ever,
Sunday?
Last night or Sunday?
Well, they replayed it last night. I saw it last night. Did you see it?
I saw it on Sunday.
Did you like it?
I'm angry.
Yes, good. Like everybody else. Everybody else hated that fucking ending.
It wasn't just the ending. It was the past few seasons.
Oh, I gotta hear this.
What happened?
Wait, hold on, Christine. Hold
really
on. We got an attack.
When I was talking about Vaughn whispering sweet nothings.
Say it.
Mike says, and by sweet nothing, he means nothing funny.
Wow, nice.
Woo!
Very good. Stay out of state.
Vaughn doesn't do fake radio or funny bits.
Wow.
Wow.
We got Vendo number 2 right here in the show. Through his years of service, Vaughn can figure out what house a person lives in simply by examining their mailbox.
What?
Wait a minute. What?
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I do know that Lola is about to hump Steve's face.
Nice.
What does that mean? Anyway.
So what happens when we go over?
Anyway.
Yeah,
this is it. Anything goes at this point.
Yeah, Toucher wants you to just walk around Rockland sniffing for boobs.
Okay.
NOCD.
Or just go up to the window. We'll do a little Melissa
Etheridge. I'll put a bag on my head and run them around with no pants on.
Come to my window.
Okay. Good one, Derek.
Come to my D cups. They are hanging low.
Oh, my God.
You are ridiculous.
Shameful. You guys are so shameful.
You're ridiculous. Come What's the matter?
Shameless.
She is she's shedding, so you might want to watch your
black.
Yeah.
My
dog
is shedding,
black
too.
Hoodie.
It's,
that's right. We're all wearing black, actually.
Yeah, because we're all fucking goths.
Satan.
And
okay.
She Zeke. Goes right back up.
I pray to Zeke.
All right, Christine, is that all you got for us, or what do you got?
Oh, you called me.
I certainly
did,
because you are wasted.
Tell us what your favorite drink is.
Random.
Well, on Tuesdays I usually just drink beer, but okay. I'm a rum person.
Oh, we got
I drink
both
a lot
of
rum. A lot.
A lot.
Maybe love connection.
Oh yeah, Christine and Steve, you guys can fucking down bottles of Bacardi together.
Rum, pum, pum, pum.
I'll feed you Bacardi.
All right, here we go. Now, Steve, you asked some questions.
Oh, here we go.
I have nothing. I'm tired. I want to go to bed.
We'll do a
Christine,
double dating game.
Hey, Christine, are you into guys with animals coming through their arms?
You like guys named Earthquake?
Wait, are you into guys with penises in their mouths? Because they're called wands.
Not so much now.
I'm going to stick my face, my ass in your face, chin strap.
So there you go. See?
Like you won't believe. Well,
there you go. See, he wants me to give him a rim job because he's a faggot.
I'm going to be a rusty trombone while you're at it.
Oh, good. My goodness.
Because your faggotry has nothing to do with
did
me.
Did you say rusty trombone?
He did.
That's what he just said.
Wow.
He did say that.
This is turning into the hardcore show. You know, it started off so good and organized and laughing, having fun.
Well,
this
is the third hour. Just attacking everybody.
Second hour just fucking turns into goddamn random.
And the third hour is just unbelievable.
Yeah, third hour is just us
this
calling
is what
people.
Happens when you guys do extra hours.
Yeah,
I know. Well, we were just kind of bullshitting, having a good time. Yeah. I'm excited because I'm back on my noon to eight shift. Which means I can actually go late and not whine about being.
Oh, are
true.
You? You started again this week?
Yeah, so I don't have to be in work until noon tomorrow.
Awesome.
So.
Yeah,
so fucking good.
So everybody but Steve is fucked.
Yeah. Oh, I'm off.
Well, I'm sorry, Christine.
I'm off tomorrow, yeah.
Oh, everyone's off?
I'm off tomorrow, too.
Yeah, I'm just really tired. That's all.
I say we go to the diner. Oh, Matt has no money.
Matt, I'll spot you.
Oh, okay.
There you are.
Let's take another caller.
We've already exhausted all of our callers. What are you talking about?
Call Mike. Call Mike.
Why don't we get Tits McGee off the phone and call Mike?
Wow.
All right, Tits McGee, we're going to let you go.
Sorry about that.
Thank you for being such a sport.
Holla at
you. No, you guys can call anytime. I really don't care.
Don't say
that. Your cell phone?
Drunk or not.
It was nice talking to you. Bye.
Well, you know, if we all have off tomorrow, maybe we could do a morning show and call her at work.
Ooh.
Yeah, call me at work because that's a great idea.
Wow, that didn't sound at all sarcastic.
Call me at work because you're a fucking idiot.
All right, when you hear tapping on your window, it's Vaughn throwing rocks up there.
Oh, my penis.
He'll be down there with a big boom box over his head.
Now.
Nikki would have
like
bagel
say
bed.
Anything.
Like, say anything, but it'll just be called Say Nothing, please. Yes.
In your thighs.
Say nothing funny.
All right. Goodbye, Christine.
Bye.
Bye.
And there she goes.
You're supposed to call us, not call them. You know that, right?
It's funner that way.
Yeah, it's funner to call people.
Yeah. I guess.
It's more funner.
Yeah, because you can pick and choose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have, like... Yeah.
Right, what if somebody calls up and I don't want them to call up?
That's
then
true.
Then you hang up.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's
whatever.
Skype. It's not like you have to automatically pick up.
Does anyone else want to call?
I don't think so.
I would like Mike to call, but he's avoiding us like the plague.
Wow.
As far as any sort of phone or...
Why?
This doesn't have anything directly to do with the show.
It really doesn't.
Why?
Like, it's going to ruin his career.
Yeah. Going to wreck his life.
Like, his karma. Like, he's going to offset his karma or something.
You still playing with my dog's asshole, Vaughn? Your finger was, like, right on her asshole.
I told you.
Oh, you're fucking asshole.
I think he thought it was her head.
Yeah,
so he
kind of
went over and he was scratching. But he was like fingering her asshole instead.
Yeah, that's it.
This is just getting weird now.
Now, this is why there's no reason why one shouldn't get pissed off every once in a while. They call you a bunch of assholes, assholes.
Every once in a while, but you just come out.
No.
He walks in the door, what's up, assholes?
I haven't done that in a while.
Okay, Dick. I don't know.
Usually everybody's paying attention. I just come in.
Okay.
You know, like this afternoon, he was freaking wrangling a bottle of rum like it was his business.
Wrangling.
Oh, me?
Yeah, Mike's all chat in the chat room until we talk about him calling in, and then he just disappears.
And he logs off.
What did he say? Yeah.
Nothing.
No, after the... Did he make any more Vaughn comments?
Yeah, did he make any Vaughn comments? Come on. Anything funny?
No, he just said, oh shit, come to my D cups, amazing, Satan's my homeboy. I could go for some rum.
Anyway.
What else we got?
So I think we have more news, right?
Yeah, okay. Maybe.
Ooh. Oh, I wanted to talk about this Circuit City worker.
Yes.
Confessions of a Circuit City worker.
No. Mm-hmm.
There's a couple random things here. I'll just go through some, see how they go.
See how they
It's basically, I guess this guy, he had worked at Circuit City for quite some time until recently. I can no longer stand the shady operations of his business. Ooh, scandalous. While working at a Circuit City, I worked in the media and technology department. I believe there are a few things people should know about Circuit City. Number one, when buying any product, expect the salesman to tell you that around after around 13 months, a certain part or battery will need replacing. The common manufacturer's warranty only covers 12 months parts and labor, so the customer is pushed to buy an extended warranty under the impression it will fail later.
Okay, so that's like every company, though. That's not new.
Can you guys stop signing? Oh, what, you want a cig?
Well, yeah, but I was
going to
ask if I could take this off.
Oh. Nope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you want to hold it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I'm leaning back and I don't know.
Lean back.
Lean back.
Yeah,
lean back.
But I think that's already something
just
that
pull
you
pull it. Pull, just pull it out it. To the left.
Okay.
Pull it.
There you go.
Squeeze
there
it.
There you go.
Just don't break it like Vaughn did.
Perfect. All
right, I got
totally.
It now.
Oh, you're fucking ass.
You got to twist and pull
it.
At the
I didn't
same
mean
time.
To. All
right, got it.
Anyway, but that whole first comment is totally something every company does.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah, Sears does it, Best Buy does it, everybody does it.
Okay.
Anytime you buy something that's a lot of money,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
They automatically want you to try to get their warranty.
Of course.
Like, instantaneous.
Well, sometimes it's worth it, sometimes it's not.
And most of the time it really isn't, because okay. They're really not going to help you.
Wow.
And then he goes on, if you do get an extended warranty, the Circuit City Advantage Protection Plan, push for a lower rate. Nearly half of the cost is profit, so you're buying a two-year plan for a laptop that's running... You say 200 bones. I don't know why it says 200 bones. You can easily talk them down to 170, possibly 150.
Okay.
So bones means dollars.
I guess so. So you can actually talk down prices in these places?
I guess. I don't know.
I didn't know that.
I don't usually buy the in-store warranty.
I've never heard of that before because I thought that was why retail was retail. You just buy it for what it's there for.
Yeah. So I didn't think there was any haggling.
I didn't think so either.
Like he was cars.
I know, like, if you're buying, like, yeah, cars or fucking, like, furniture, I know they can...
Well, I guess since it's what they say, how much of it is profit?
All of it.
Half.
Okay, so that's probably why.
Yeah. He says, every salesman is ranked individually, unlike Best Buy, by the number of accessories that they sell. When you pick up that desktop, salesmen are expected to add several $100 in accessories and protection plans.
Okay.
If you opt to buy the computer naked, meaning no attachments or extended warranty, prepare to be hammered. While being asked to buy certain items such as wireless mouse, ask for a discount.
I've always wanted to be hammered by a naked computer.
I'm in agreement with what you just read because I bought my iPod from there because I couldn't find one at the time and they were the only one place that had them.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, if you don't buy, if they automatically go on you on like buying like accessory cases and stuff like that, anything.
I've actually bought a couple things where they have just like thrown stuff like in my bag.
What?
Yeah, they're just like, do. I'm like, what's that? He's like, oh, you need this.
Well, yeah, they're sitting there explaining to me going, yeah, you're going to need this, you're going to need this. And I'm like, no, get away from me. Just give me the goddamn thing. And it just like was like a 25-minute thing where he was just going off on like, oh, you're going to need a case. Oh, you're going to need this. It's like, no, I'm not going to.
When I got my cell phone, they did that. They started throwing stuff in the bag. And I'm just like, I don't think I need all that. No, well, you need this. Mm-hmm. So, well, I already have a charger. He goes, well, it probably won't work with your phone. I'm like, how do you know?
I'm like, give me the receipt.
And it turns out it did.
Yeah.
So
when I bought my MP3 player for my car, I'm sure I did. Obviously, I did need the extra stuff.
Yeah.
But literally, he got the number or whatever to go in the back, and then he went to another section of the department and picked up like another $50 worth of stuff off of the rack, all stuff that
Steve?
I needed, which I did not know about.
He picked up Steve.
He like he literally just went over. He's like, okay, you need one of these, and he's just like, I don't know what he was getting. I had no idea. And
no,
I was
like,
that was it.
Was this Best Buy?
This is Best Buy. Yeah.
I never had a problem with that Best Buy.
No, not that it was a problem, but it was like he didn't say anything.
No, but they've never tried to like hustle me.
Circuit City, I've had that happen where they go, oh, you're gonna need this. You're gonna need this. Like, no,
yeah.
Get away from me.
I mean, obviously it was like wires and like other little things. He just picked up all this crap and like, I was like, okay, whatever.
It's like, I'll buy it when I need it. I don't need it now.
When you buy a computer, they should offer for like $10 extra to just upload porn for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're just going to just, yeah,
free,
or download
like,
whatever.
Or like
sorry,
a free
download.
Pass to a major porn
that
site.
That is an incredible
right,
idea.
We're just going to, we're going to put the Hun right here on your desktop here.
Wow.
Wow.
That's the only thing hey, that
wait.
Steve knows.
He wakes up out of the coma and this is what he gives us.
I know other stuff. I just have passwords.
Christine said that she was at the post office today, and this Jew was haggling over the price of postage. She
couldn't have told us this before. Yes.
And why aren't concentration camps in vogue? Like,
in
why?
Vogue.
Well,
and then as soon as you said that, the toucher says Hitler was onto something.
I love you, toucher.
Wow.
Yeah, you were missed last week.
Should I bust into my my tangent here?
Did all right, go ahead.
Wait, do you
I'm
have
too
any,
tired to really work
hey,
it.
What?
Was it Derek? Do you have any German goose-stepping music so he can start
more
talking
of
about
it.
This?
I don't think so.
Just
play Wildervine.
There you go.
That you think of Hitler in slow motion.
Wait a minute. Are you referring to Rammstein before? Is that the German goose stepping music?
No,
or is
not,
that something
no.
random? Okay, I was going to say.
Something else.
I hate
well, he rolls his
R's
like Hitler.
I hate when people do that.
Yeah, guy.
I don't.
When okay. they say that Rammstein has to be like some kind of neo-Nazi.
They're
band.
Half like all
yeah.
Jewish.
Yeah. Well,
and
the
leftist.
Lead singer is half Jewish.
And they talk about coming in people's boots.
Basically,
and
yeah.
leftist.
And shitting and
pretty much and
they
eating
are
and biting
right wing
and biting penises so.
And hating well, each and hating
well,
themselves
not them themselves doing it but speaking of the act
of other it. People doing it
sure
them.
Why not
skull fucking and all
in
that.
Any event that
wow.
I'm sorry that because he played Rammstein before and I thought that's what you
I
were did. Referring to
no I why would
anyway
I
go on
huh? I don't know you
shut
said
up.
It
shut up
yeah
no, the old Luftwaffe music that's what I'm talking about
yeah good point though I really cannot stand like. At my job, you get this. Like, people come in, and you can tell it's some piece of shit driving, like, a BMW, and they're like, oh, this cucumber is too expensive. I don't want to buy it.
Cram it up your ass.
Like, you're just fucking eat a bullet, please. Just
seriously,
die.
Yeah,
just I kill know. Yourself, please.
You're done.
It's just so gay. I can't stand people like
uh-huh.
that.
What was that guy looking for that one day?
Oh, anus and cucumbers?
Anus.
Yo, dude. You got anus? Oh, yeah, it's over there.
Anus?
Anise. Yeah.
Anise. Fennel.
A-N-I-S-E.
He said anus, though.
He said,
wow. like, just
anus,
looking
yeah.
at it, like, staring
and
right at
And you knew
me.
Exactly what he
no,
meant.
No, I didn't. I was, like, scanning
he
my
was
brain,
like,
what? What the hell is this guy asking for?
He's squeezing his ass tighter.
Is that, yeah. Like, dude. I'm, like, dude, am I having to knuckle up with this guy or what?
Yeah. Knuckle up.
Vaughn recommended me here. In my
wow.
Yeah, uh-huh.
For
cool.
And then he follows it up by asking for cucumbers. I'm like, all right. Am I getting, like, punked here or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't stand that either. Oh, some guy was arguing with me about the price of raviolis the other day. He says to me, he's like, do you think that's a reasonable price for this? And I'm just like, no, I don't. But there's nothing I can do about it. It's just like, well, you are a very reasonable man.
How much do you cost, sir?
And I said,
how much do you cost?
I said, I was like, I'm sorry. And he's like, well, why can't I get this for the sale price? Because you don't have what I want that's on sale. And I'm like, I'm not allowed to substitute anything. It's not like that's not within my authority. He's like, oh yes, you can. Yes, you can. I'm like, no, believe me.
You don't.
What manager's on? What manager's on today? And I'm like, no one who can authorize it. It has to be the general store manager in order to say, okay, we're substituting it. When we substitute, it's usually an entire line of product that we actually put in its place. Not just like, all right, I'm going to go run in the back and get you exactly what you want and give it to you for the price of the sale item. Yeah. That's not why we run a
they
sale.
They should just start handing out yarmulkes to people when they come in. Like,
seriously.
Never mind.
It'd
anyway.
Be funny if you did that, if you just had some in your pocket.
Yep,
like, here
you go.
Would you like one of these? And just have embroidered on the back douchebag.
While you're Jewing me down, would you mind wearing this?
I was in Food Town the other day.
In Ain't No Town.
The one over by my old house, which I haven't been in years.
Yeah.
So fucking tiny.
It is.
Yeah, it
small
is.
Small ones. But I was walking around, and there was a lady, a fat lady.
Oh, God.
Fucking 500 pounds?
No, she was easily 3 bills, though.
3 bills?
She was eating a fucking bag of chips.
Oh.
A bag of chips.
Like the 3-pound bags?
While looking at more chips. and just standing there.
It was
like,
just foreshadowing.
And she just had this awful look on her face. Like you ever see people with glasses that try to look at something really closely?
Yeah.
They do that nose thing.
Oh, God.
Matt
does
up.
It.
Do I do that?
Yeah, you do.
When?
When? And they,
a
well,
lot.
They, just, they put
I've
this
seen
little,
you
like,
do that.
No, point it out. What is it?
It's like this.
Like scrunching the nose.
It's almost like you make a little mouse face. Like,
well, like the moment Matt takes his glasses off, that's his like that's his default face. That, like,
oh yeah, because I can't see if
well,
I'm thing.
Yeah. Well,
that's,
me too.
That's the face.
The old man
about.
Face.
What like, talking like about?
This?
Yeah, that.
Foreshadowing.
I think yeah. I do that just to get the muscles. Like,
well, that too.
She's but. Trying to see what kind of ingredients are in this bag.
Anywho, but
like
she's
it
just,
matters.
Like,
grease. That's
she's
it.
She's literally standing there with one hand on her hip, the other one going in a bag, looking at everything like that, and just.
Kid gets too close, gets sucked in.
Yeah. I know.
Where'd Timmy go? I think you ate him.
The fact that she was eating chips
while looking
while
at
perusing the chip aisle.
Well, maybe she
it's
could.
Like, isn't that enough? And it was like a whole bag, like
the jumbos,
those, like a big Utz bag of potato chips.
Yeah, it wasn't like a little.
It wasn't like she
fun
had like
pack.
A little. Yeah, it wasn't a little fun pack.
All fat in a bag of chips.
Fuck it. 8 pounds of Frito-Lay.
Oh, God. There were so many awful fat people there. I just wanted to hit them all.
Oh, wow. Yeah. There are several in this town.
Are you just looking down in pure just pity? Like, oh, God, I'm going to become one of those soon. If
and then the
stop.
Fucking...
A few.
And then there was another fat lady on her cell phone.
Oh, God.
Walking down the aisle.
The hell you
behind
say?
Her, and she stops in the middle of the aisle. Mm-hmm. And she has her cart on one side, and she goes to the other yeah, and leans on her cart oh, yeah. while she's talking on the phone. She's taking up the entire aisle. And I said, excuse me, like 3 times, and she didn't hear me.
Did this cell phone look like it was, like, made for a person, I don't know, 18 times smaller than her because it was just, like, this wee
little
thing in her hand?
I love how the conversation turns into this.
It was, like, the size of a Tic Tac. It was, like,
yeah. Into hello? What? Turns into this. What?
And I pick it up. It's, like, a BlackBerry. I'm like, yeah. Holy shit.
It's a laptop.
Yeah, she was on her cell phone, but then when I took it, it was a laptop, so I don't know exactly how fat right. she was.
It was like an Apple, circa 1983.
An Apple II.
The size of this wall.
Or fucking ENIAC.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Something about people on Mart carts, too, really irritates me, because they're usually always fat.
Oh.
Like, you're that fat that you can't even walk around
you.
The fucking store to buy food to get yourself fatter.
There is a woman who shops at my store.
Yeah.
She is approximately 500 pounds.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right.
I know
anymore.
Who he's talking about.
Oh, no.
This is no
she
joke.
Is, she is.
This is not a test.
But the thing is, she forces herself to walk.
Good.
All right, which is one thing. She does force herself to actually walk around the store. It may take her a couple hours to shop.
Because she has what we call pride.
She has determination.
Yes.
Exactly. She has to walk or she'll probably die.
She's buying 10 pounds of Baskin-Robbins.
Okay.
No.
She buys like normal rations of food, but there's just a lot of different things.
She starts at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Hi, yo. Shh.
Okay.
He looked up at Matt like a dog, like shitting, like waiting. Am I done?
In approval. Yeah. He looked at me in approval.
That was vile.
Is that
sir.
Good? That was a record
that was
scratch.
Sufficient, right?
Pat
I'm going to try and get the story out before the smell gets
okay, pat his belly, Matt.
He's got a fucking nose on like a
anyway,
clown.
My whole point of telling the story is you see these worthless slobs on these carts. They're just, you can tell they're just deteriorating because
they're
too
zipping around,
fucking
picking
lazy.
Off marshmallow doodles.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah.
Boxes of
marshmallow doodles. But anyway.
That sounds delicious.
Entire turkey.
It just gets.
You're over here.
Wow. That these people are just, like you bring it up all the time. You see like that one fat guy that you saw eating free samples.
Yes.
Like, come on. That's just absolutely outrageous. Whenever you see one of these just disgusting slobs, 9 out of 10 times, they are the most annoying, biggest pains in the ass out of everybody. And you just know that cart is the label
the
right
most,
there.
The most horrific thing to see, probably the funniest thing, is when you go into like Costco, right?
No, I don't for that reason.
All right. I'll finish. You go to Costco and it's like you know middle of the afternoon and there's a fat guy and he's been probably sitting there long enough where him and the woman.
Uh oh.
No, hold on. Yeah.
Okay, it's starting to smell kind of nasty over here now. Kinda.
It sounded
like kinda. I mean, yeah. Wow.
Kinda.
Disgusting.
I like the little beady head going.
Have fun sitting over there.
Matt, you think everyone's 500 pounds?
No.
Brown undies is the place to be.
Oh. This guy must have been about 112 pounds more than me.
Wow.
So he was like 670.
Specifically 112 pounds more. But go ahead. That's about 362
Lauren's
pounds.
Lauren's going to die.
About that. Anyway, so he's been sitting at this free sample area with this woman, and she just keeps making them, and he keeps eating them. And it's to the point where he starts to have a conversation with her because it's like, you know, I'm going to be here for a while. I might as well make friends. And they're just having the weirdest conversation. It's just I had to walk by and I'm sitting there going, I got to listen to this just a couple minutes. And it's like they're talking about like their kids, but it's like they don't know each other. So it's
yeah.
like it's like
oh,
that weird
that.
It's that weird thing when you first meet somebody and
yeah.
you're
formality.
And,
yeah.
yeah. And you're kind of getting to know the person and you kind of throw out a question, see if they grab it. And then if they do something, oh, then yeah. you react. And it was the same thing. It's like he's trying to pick her up, and it's like you're in the middle of like,
come on.
You know, a middle of a food store.
Oh, come on.
And she's working, for God's sake.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Well, a fat slob came into the bathwork today.
And oh, let me guess. 500 pounds?
No, about 3.
490.
About a trace. wait, and somebody that I see like very often, he's just very annoying. And I was waiting for him to come in because I saw him drive up. As I was leaving, and I'm just waiting and waiting, and he did not come inside. He sat in his car the entire time I waited. How long were we in the area? And he still hadn't come in.
15 minutes.
About 15 minutes just sitting in his car. And yeah. all I know is he's coming in for, you know what? He was probably there waiting for it to turn 8 o'clock so that he could get marked down donuts. That's probably why he was sitting in his car.
It was about that time, wasn't
it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was.
That's right, because we got back to your house for
it was
like after 8 o'clock.
Roughly 8 o'clock. He definitely was chilling out until the donuts got marked down. What a fat asshole.
The bottom one's locked.
And
he just locked it.
Watch out.
Lauren
the bottom
is
one.
Going to,
yeah, there you go. Now open it. No,
it's not giving.
Now she's.
By the way, now open it.
Smoke
watch
little,
out for the dog.
A little cigarette. This is a first in Aristocrats history of somebody taking a time out for a cigarette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because no, I don't think anybody we know smokes.
12:45.
Yeah, okay. It is. Fine.
We've been
sorry, you have to get up in the morning?
Yeah.
No, but I'm just.
What?
I'm just saying, asshole.
Oh, he's just keeping track.
That we're now hitting the 3-hour mark and something
that's fine.
That, I don't know. What were you saying, Steve, last week that you couldn't do 3 hours?
He really
tough.
Can't. He's
well,
falling asleep.
I'm actually I'm catching a second wind right now, but listen, I've had 4 hours of sleep.
Well, what
I've
I was
been
saying,
up since 5:30.
If we actually did an early show like we did 2 weeks ago when he was out, I think we probably could do it.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, earlier, yeah. And if I didn't work like an early shift that day, then definitely it's not a problem. But
there
I'm
go.
Getting old.
So we hit
you're
the nail
younger
on the
than
head.
Me.
I'm a quarter of a century old, man.
I couldn't. I
Mike said you guys need mics under your chairs like the WWE has mics under the ring.
Yes.
And then earlier.
What? I know you said he said something before that you got you, but you didn't break it.
Bizacor from the BJ Radio show said if Ben Stein was listening, he'd be offended that you said Jew down.
Of course he would.
And then Mike said, yeah, that's
an old comeback.
He said, yeah, that's what will offend him about this show. He'll be fine with Vaughn fingering dog.
Yes. Oh, my God.
He probably would because he's Jewish. We need fucking
he's
we need
right
Mike
wing,
to come
though.
Here.
Which is
I would love
at least call
that.
In.
I would love for Mike to be on the show.
So
at
would I.
One time.
On,
one
Mike,
day.
Just
come on,
one,
Mike. Call
one
in.
Night only.
The Mike Show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just come in here. Web Monster Mike Show.
It would be like a pay-per-view event. Like of
history. We'll leave Vaughn at home. How's that? We'll tell him not to
come
in.
Wow. He's afraid of seeing you naked.
That's true. I am always afraid of seeing you naked.
A large percentage of his friends have seen you naked.
Big fucking deal.
Big fucking deal. Some people don't want to see guys naked.
He's not going to see me naked. We're doing a fucking show. What am I going to come
here? How do we know that? How can you promise us this?
Oh, Vaughn's in a Speedo. Oh, there he is.
What am I going to come in here just a robe? The fuck?
Like Ric Flair.
Woo.
Like Carly's head is so close to Vaughn's ass.
Vaughn right Venus.
Val Vaughnus.
Van Penis.
Hello. Guys.
What?
Hello.
Gentlemen.
Gentlemen. Hello, Rot Rod.
Wasn't he supposed to call
his music will be just, it'll just be bagpipes. Would you be pretty close? You could do it in bagpipes.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Saxophone. You could be close enough.
That would be so disturbing.
It would be. He just comes out in a kilt and nothing else.
And with a nice wind, with a nice breeze coming up my
ass. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh, Lauren is back. That was a quick cigarette.
That was a quick one.
That was a little puffer. As Lola is
trying to get
limboing
out.
Underneath
the Lola's trying to make the great escape.
Okay.
This dog really wants to get out, man. Mm-hmm. One day it's going to happen.
Kind of like me.
One day it'll happen.
And go.
I'm going to stay to the bitter end.
Okay.
No one's forcing you, buddy.
I think we can make another 10 minutes.
Okay,
we
go for it.
Even three.
Okay.
13. Sure.
That'll be good.
What do we got?
Well, so that was the whole, and it keeps going on with the circus.
Yeah, that's fucking long, dude.
Yeah, well, there's 20-some-odd things.
Still talking about that?
No. Really, we kind of lost it.
Fat people always gives us a distraction.
But at the end, it says goodbye, circuit shitty.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's so astute.
But I said a couple weeks ago.
I can almost smell your
cigarettes.
Again.
Lauren, I can smell your cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I said, like.
Stop.
It's disgusting.
Okay. Oh, I can't.
How old are you, 12?
Gross. What kind do you smell?
No, it's from when you came in here.
Hey.
Marlboro
Reds?
No, Marlboro Menthol Light.
Marlboro Reds.
Not Reds.
Like I said to you guys a couple weeks ago, I was in one of those a couple weeks ago, and it's like a bootleg Best Buy. Because everything's so. Yeah. All over the fucking place. And the only good thing about it is that you actually can get cheap DVDs there. Like $5, $6 DVDs.
You know I bought from Best Buy?
What?
Guitar Hero.
I want to play that so bad.
That's the best game ever created.
It seems like a lot of fun.
I just
want
to play Possum Kingdom.
It's great. That's a great song. Dude, yeah.
I want skinned an armadillo.
Okay.
Telling you, man.
I can play real guitar, but I can't play those fucking songs down there.
Who sings Tambourine Man?
With
Bob Dylan?
That wasn't the original.
The original? I forget. No. I know Sammy Davis Jr. That was a cover? Sammy Davis Jr. covered it.
Shaboing,
wasn't that the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band or something?
Because when I was... Me and Matt were at Applebee's
Matt
before.
And I.
Oh, Mr. Rodman's here. Whoops.
Wow.
By the way, Buckethead is on Guitar Hero.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, this horrible rendition of Tambourine Man came on.
It's the Birds.
Wait, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Well, that original.
I guess it is Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah, it's original. Yeah.
Another reason, just more reason for me to hate him.
Okay.
Bob Dylan?
It was so bad.
The one that we heard today was this really weird.
It had to have been him.
Flighty.
It
sounded like him. It might have been like a live version or something.
No, it was a bad version.
It was very, it was terrible.
Rush has a song on Guitar Hero.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Cool. Which one?
YYZ.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good song.
I played that on bass.
Excellent.
They should have Bass Hero. It'd just be less.
Actually, no. Actually, you can play the bass.
Oh, really?
On there,
you can do
well.
The bass lines.
Yeah, you can, yeah.
Do a little slap. They should have like a little thing where you
they
can slap.
Do, they do not, but yeah, that would
be awesome.
That'd be interesting. Yeah.
Call it Slap Hero.
I heard they're coming out with like Band Hero or something.
We have a whole band playing.
Yeah. Well, it's the drums, the bass, the guitar, and a mic
all at once.
Yeah.
And a groupie.
Yes. I don't know how that's gonna work. Yes.
That sounds very interesting.
Does.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that's going to work.
It's basically Simon. Is what
pretty much.
Yeah.
Or like dance.
Yeah, but
I've watched
like
YouTube
playing.
Videos of it. So.
Like when you play the game, you really feel like you are.
I played it
hero.
And I felt like I was playing Simon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're just
red, green, blue, whatever. Green, red, blue, green.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Pete get that in 2 seconds.
Pete plays bass.
Anyway.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
He
I like that baritone. Game. I enjoy it.
Baritone bass?
Bass baritone.
Yeah, I'm going to start having tournaments.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Tournament.
Like someone else does.
Oh, you're going to go into...
Yeah, I'm going to start.
Competitive Guitar Hero.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I'd like to see it.
I don't play that.
See if they can
you really
got
to get in here because I'm tired of reading all this shit. They just want me on there so they can finally claim the heaviest radio show title.
No.
No.
Now that's a bumper sticker. Fattest show on the net.
Wow.
That's it? That's the next bumper sticker.
No, the biggest aristocrat we ever had was Dan.
That's true. Dan
He's
is actually probably heavier than Mike. Or very close.
Dan's also like 6'5".
Well, Mike's about 6'2", 6'3".
No, Dan's like 6'3". Steve, Mike,
six
and Dan
four.
Are
No,
like
Dan
three.
Might be 6'4".
Six,
six,
four.
I think he's a little taller.
I'm 6'1", and he's like a good...
6'4", nearly 300 pounds.
Wow.
Oh,
rough,
he is, isn't
Vaughn's
he?
Rough fantasy.
I don't think he's that big, dude.
He is about a trace.
Mike, Mike's what? Six,
he's probably
6'2"?
6'3-ish. He's like maybe like a hair under
you. So wait, he's about your weight then, Derek?
Who's that?
Wow. Mike?
Dan?
Dan.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
Well, Mike also has like a bad back, so he's a little...
Wow.
Like, no, it's true. I mean, he has a bad back.
Just throw the man in the mud.
No, that's true. So what? You have a bad knee. What the fuck's the big deal?
He's
he has a bad back.
Knee. He does. Just
he's
like
had injuries in his life.
Yeah, he has, actually.
I'm saying, so like that's kind of affected like how he stands.
Yeah, somebody danced on their back.
Yeah, exactly.
It's true.
Imagine grandmother's backyard.
I don't know, is actually hilarious when I watch it every time, but I know, like, it's
he
not.
He still watches it because it is, in fact, on tape.
Because it is fucking funny, but knowing that it hurt him isn't funny, but it is funny.
And I fucking snapped my neck and slammed head into a hunk of wood.
I kicked Derek in the head once, and his head snapped backwards into a post.
Well, I was trying to sell it, and I kicked my head back, but there was a piece of wood stopping it midway. How many, like, real injuries were on those tapes?
There's a lot.
Serious injuries? None. We've never had, like, maybe the one time when Steve got busted open.
I got busted
nose.
That was it.
But there was nothing other than that one time when Steve had to actually stop because his head was bleeding.
Steve almost broke my back twice.
That's
Matt's
true.
Neck was almost broken like six times.
Yeah. Thank God I have some kind of weird hyperflexibility, or I probably would have been paralyzed.
Probably.
Right, but now I'd be like, man, this is Matt. And
maybe.
Like the chair, you know?
Oh, my God. But nothing that serious. I mean.
Yeah. Well, because you're professionals.
Well, we weren't.
Yeah,
we
not even like a broken like limb, which is incredible.
No, nothing like that.
I've never broken anything. Has anyone ever broken anything?
Wait, in those backyard wrestling?
Yeah, we've never.
Oh, I had a hairline fracture in my ankle. Yeah. I was closest.
No, there was
some good times.
One time I tried to do a backflip and a half kind of into a leg drop. And I sprained my ankle, I was probably as close to broken as it can be without being broken.
Yeah.
Because I landed a little bit awkward, like a sitting position on top of my foot.
Mm.
That was probably the most serious injury I ever had. And that wasn't even onto a person. That was just practicing. Vaughn's gone.
Vaughn?
Remember, I think you and I were speaking about that match with the barbed wire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You said you got
that?
You got a ECW paper TV app. ECW DVD.
Yeah.
That had Terry Funk and Sabu on it.
Oh, the one I have. The Bloody Matches.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Is that it?
Yes. Yeah.
That is unbelievable, that match.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Even the crowd is just like, they're like, they don't know what to do.
They're sitting there like horrified.
That'd be funny. Paul Heyman is like, this is disgusting.
Yeah. It's just like, it's so unnecessary and gratuitous.
I turned it off because you were getting ambient noise from the room.
That's true.
Say whatever you want. I thought I'm going to fucking turn you off. Jesus. I'm trying to cut down on the room noise, and he picks it up and gets pissed off because it's off.
Vaughn's done. He's falling asleep over there.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Well, we're really pushing on the working man.
Anyway,
he's the jerking
match,
man. Yeah, it was
that match
sick.
Was pretty
Oh, yeah, the one of Matt doing a moonsault off a chair, and the chair collapses.
Oh. Well, fortunately, I wasn't injured on that one, but I could have been.
Oh, severely.
Yeah.
Oh, well, how many near injuries were there?
Oh, a lot of
every
close
day.
Ones.
There's hundreds.
Really close. That's why I always tell people, don't do backyard wrestling.
No.
It's a big mistake, especially because.
And they're like, don't worry, we won't.
No, there's a lot of people who tell me, like, oh, I got this great backyard, Fred. You should check it out. I'm like, okay. And I look at their video, and I'm like, you're just jumping off of your fucking
I know,
house.
They're wrestling in mud.
That's not, you know, you're not. You're hitting somebody with a light bulb. That's not wrestling. When we did it, we were, like, we were legitimately trying to figure out the ins and outs of the mechanics of the business.
Yeah.
You know, from the physical perspective. We weren't trying to hurt each other. It was accidents. So that's probably why we never got injured.
Is that the ECW thing you were talking about? Is that blood sport? Or was that
just bloody? That's what it's called.
It's new, right?
Because they have that.
Sort of, yeah.
They have that on the on-demand thing.
Yeah, I bought it like a year ago. Okay.
They said it was like 6 hours long or something.
Is it?
It's probably pretty
multiple?
Long. It's got like
they said 6 hours,
20 matches.
They said like 6 hours of the bloodiest matches ever.
I just saw the cage match and I should.
And you know what?
Actually,
a lot
no,
of
I
those
saw
matches.
The other match too with that what's his name? What's
Cactus Jack and Terry Funk, and
no.
he was like brand.
No, they don't even
Sandman.
Have like they don't even have a lot of good stuff.
Really?
They have a lot of like garbage that I didn't think belonged on.
Really? Like what?
Off the top of my head, I can't come up with it, but like shitty, stupid matches that weren't even that hardcore compared to some other stuff I've seen like on that I have on tape.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, who knows? It was probably WWF sponsored.
Well,
so.
I know I had, I don't remember, that tape with the actual Mick Foley match where he got like a lot of his scars, like where he got the scar on his arm.
Oh, that
when he was slammed into the. To the barbed wire, and you actually see him getting up from the barbed wire, and his skin is like peeling off.
Oh yeah,
which one is this? Is this the threefer?
It was in
William and Just Funk, where there's two.
No, it's him and some other guy. I don't remember.
It's like there was one that I remember. It's,
was it him and Dory Funk or something? It was
in Japan. Was one with him and Sandman and Funk where it was a threefer.
This
all.
Wasn't
wasn't
ECW.
Oh,
no. This was over Japan.
Shit.
Oh yeah,
they had like they just had like a box of like.
Early 90s?
I don't know, thumbtacks or whatever. and with a glass plate on top
of it on the
outside of the ring. So he would get thrown out of the ring
into that.
Through the glass into like the thumbtacks and shit. Because
that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Well, the Japanese are fucking nuts.
And the Japanese commentating is just like, like they're so calm.
IG!
So weird, yeah. There was no like energy whatsoever.
Yeah.
And why would you agree to do a barbed wire?
It's not a matter of agreement. It's actually emphatically signing up for such a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I want to do this.
Yeah, he probably
suggested it. Why would you volunteer?
No, it's creating it. It's not like it's, he probably said, oh, I got this great idea. It involves glass and thumbtacks.
They had barbed wire like stapled to like a piece of plywood.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that they would just like pick up and throw at each other.
Yeah.
So
and well, I think he had it against the ring ropes or against the posts.
Yeah.
And he threw him into the posts.
Yeah.
And well, like it's real. Like
Yeah, you can't. I mean, I saw his skin coming off.
Yeah.
There's no.
No, they're really doing this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Over there, they just don't give a shit.
Yeah. Well, it's just the fact that they need something that will completely shock them. Like actually,
yeah.
Get them to come. Around here, it's just like, okay, you know, it's wrestling for the wrestling's sake. That's why old school ECW is actually really great because like I was saying the three for all,
that shit.
The Terry Funk, Sandman, Cactus Jack battle, that one big one where it's where the ring is covered in barbed wire.
They replaced
the ring ropes with barbed wire.
Uh-huh.
They had the barbed wire bats. They had shit all over the fucking place.
They had an element of the Japanese styles of just absolute like. Ridiculous.
Insanity. And this is something that Terry Funk and Cactus Jack actually brought over to ECW.
They encourage it.
And said, would you guys mind us doing this? And it's like,
sure.
Yeah, sure. Do we need more medical people here?
Yeah,
tests?
Do we need to increase our coverage?
And then
it's like, we need a third guy. Who do you think we can get out of this massive pit of misfits? I think the drunk guy in the corner with the blonde hair, he'll do good.
Yeah,
because I remember that whole battle before that thing, because they'd constantly come into each other's matches and beat the shit out of each other. Terry Funk and Cactus Jack had a long feud going on in ECW back in the day.
Yes.
And then Sandman, just for the fun of it, would get in it, just, you know, his normal thing.
Just for the fun of it.
Well, you know how he was. He'd come in, you know, with Sandman playing. He'd come in, beat the hell out of somebody, and leave. And they just kind of were like, all right, why don't you wrestle for once? And it was like, that's the only thing I remember him for.
Well, the sad part was they did all that extreme stuff, and then they brought him to WWF or E, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And then they had the New Age Outlaws like throw him off like the Titantron or something,
and
they had them go to the hospital.
I know.
But then they said, oh, my God, something happened at the hospital. We have unconfirmed reports. And then they had Mick Foley and Terry Funk, these two hardcore legends, running down the aisle in hospital scrubs.
Yes.
I think Terry Funk even had an IV on him.
Yes, he had it done.
As if they escaped from the hospital and came back to the arena to fight.
Yes, that was actually a good fight.
That is accurate.
No, that was I was embarrassed to watch that.
Actually, it wasn't bad for them. For ECW or the WWF.
It was WWF.
No, that's just the over the top spin.
What time? Was that around the same time? Or was that actually
it was like
the 90s?
It was
like
late 90s. Right when
Chainsaw Charlie. Is it that
era? Yeah, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I don't even like saying that.
I don't even want to hear it.
Chainsaw Charlie.
What is that?
I should be struck by lightning.
It was Terry Funk, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was his
But he had like pantyhose over his face. And he had a fake chainsaw.
That is correct.
Yeah.
It was his it was his bash on a Cactus Jack and all that shit.
Yeah.
Well, he was with Cactus Jack.
But,
well, no, it was like, you know, how Mick had like 18 different people going on with his. He had him, and he had everybody else. It's just let's see if we can do. We can have him do something different. So he stole a pair of panties from his fucking wife and decided to go out and wrestle one evening.
Lauren is just beyond interested in this.
No, she's someone interested.
Boy, never mind.
We're hitting well over 3 hours, folks.
But
that's actually a great match. I got to see if I can find that online.
But Mick would bring things like just these ideas. That are just you don't do it.
The Taker thing.
Specifically, they really couldn't go as extreme, so to speak, with what was going on in the matches, but they did bring in thumbtacks on occasion. And specifically the Hell in a Cell match, which he wants to have erased from time, he wanted to get thrown off the top of it. I've never met anybody who's wanted to be thrown off of anything.
Wait, he wants to get it erased now from time because he's
he doesn't like the idea. He doesn't like that people think of that as his greatest match of all time, which it wasn't. It wasn't. It was the most like baffling that he lived just because of the severe impact. Because he didn't land like you should land when you take a bump like that.
He should, His shoulder blade should have just fell right apart when he landed like that.
Because he almost missed the table
But then people forget that he got chokeslammed through the top of that thing.
Which wasn't supposed to happen.
No.
It's probably 12 feet from the top of the cage to the ring surface.
But the thing is, when you...
And that ring is fucking hard.
When you hit it like that,
Well, the WWE ring is notoriously hard.
Before he retired the first time, right?
Yes.
When he gave it all up. And they'd always do interviews with him, like WWF-related interviews. What was the first thing they'd bring up? Was that damn Hell in a Cell match. They wouldn't remind his fans of the times when he was in Japan or ECW.
Of course not,
because
that didn't exist.
It was blank. Yeah.
It didn't exist.
They just bring back, like, he'd be, he was with them at this time period. And all of a sudden, he's gone for, like, 10 years, and he popped back up. Uh-huh. You don't... There's in a wrestler in a wrestling career, you don't have blackout periods unless
anymore.
You do, but you're playing the high schools or the church basements. You're doing that kind of shit. You're still wrestling.
It's okay. Now they can say whatever they want.
Yeah, but no, when he was Mankind, they had the interviews with Jim Ross and they showed the Japan footage and they talked about it. They did discuss it.
That was a little bit later on when they brought out that he was once Cactus Jack. When they
opened the whole thing up, when they actually said that he was Cactus Jack.
I remember really early on they would have, I guess it was Vic Venom's thing, but even before that they had a little spot in the back of the WWE magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was actually like insider stuff. Like, I remember right before Mankind came in, they had a thing saying there's a wrestler from another federation that went by the name Cactus Jack. That's going to be coming into the WWF.
Yeah. And that was like the little tiny hint of breaking kayfabe back then.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. How long was he at Cactus Jack before he finally decided to change it?
What do you mean?
Before he went to the Mankind.
He was just Mankind when he got there for
like,
a couple
but he,
years.
How long was he Cactus Jack before that? I don't remember.
He was always Cactus Jack. I mean, he might have had like
15 years maybe.
Yeah. He might have had something goofy like when he first got around. But
I like how they kind of threw away all his monikers and just made him Mick Foley. When he came back, that after the retirement, you know, he did the book and it was all a big thing. And he was like, all right, I'll come back for a little bit. I'll shill for a little bit. I'll job for you guys. And then
I'll be Dude Love.
Dude Love I thought was funny, but
no, that should be erased from
because it was just so quick. It wasn't that long.
That was what he wanted to do when he got into wrestling.
I guess.
It was funny because in an interview with him, he said that everyone loved Dude Love, like as far as the crowds, he said, except for New York. Anytime he did a show in New York, some reason they wanted to kill him.
But it was
because he's a fucking bad. Because
New York hates hippies.
Yeah, basically.
Well, it was fucking dumb.
It was very dumb.
I remember when he came out with that, and they did the whole what the hell is it? Like the Stand Alive bit.
Yeah,
where they showed his boots walking down the.
Yeah.
And then here comes Dude Love.
The most hardcore wrestler in history should not be doing that.
Well,
I'm sorry.
There was a Royal Rumble where he was all three personalities.
Yeah.
he got eliminated and came back out as another one.
Wow. Yeah.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah, he kept popping up.
And then
he had
a thing where he was doing something. I guess a cage match, and he was at the top of the cage, and he ripped his shirt open.
Yes, that's right.
And he was supposed to have the big heart, but he had like sweated it off, so it was just this big like blotchy thing on his chest, and he's just
done.
You just see him look down because like,
he would talk about the splash, the Jimmy Snuka splash
off the top of the cage.
What do you think, Lauren? What do you think about?
What do you think of Jimmy Snuka?
What do you think about Cactus Jack and Jimmy Snuka?
I have no idea.
Well,
the
Jimmy Snuka thing was the reason why he got into wrestling in the first place. He got to see that live, and that mesmerized him so much that he went, "That's just what I got to do the rest
this
of my life."
Bam.
And I just remember that them replaying that constantly every time he'd come
it's
back.
It's funny. You see his dopey face in the background, too.
Yeah.
He actually, like, we're able to circle him and say that's him.
Rode his bike 5 hours or something.
It's like he comes in. Every time he comes back or anytime they have something, like, if it's WWF related, that's the first thing they bring up. Like, it's the first recap.
Well, the guy basically almost killed himself several times for the company, so it's the least they can do for him.
Jimmy Snuka is a dirty wog.
Okay, all
right. He's still alive, right?
He's a polywog.
We have to update that before and after thing on the board. With
Snuka. I know we haven't been doing that.
We got to put Snuka up there.
Snuka. I don't know.
He looks like
they actually rehashed the whole Piper Snuka thing a couple of years ago.
Really?
He looks like the Ayatollah now.
Yeah.
Wow.
What he does?
Piper had a Piper's Pit with some fat Samoan guy
shaving him.
Who was Snuka's cousin or his
Umaga.
Nephew or something?
Umaga,
maybe Umaga. I don't know. And he hit him with a coconut. He was making fun of
the original,
his uncle. And then Jimmy Snuka came out the next day and that whole thing.
God.
They rehashed that whole
bit. Snuka's like 75.
Snuka's like fucking Mr. Wizard's
age. I can't believe he's still alive.
Oh, man. You mean dead?
Yeah, basically. He should be.
I can't believe he's alive, man.
I
that's
can't believe
crazy.
Mr. Wizard died.
He's gone.
I can't believe we're still on
Mr. Worm Food?
We're ending.
We've actually talked about Mr. Wizard in the past on the show for no reason.
And we actually had to look up to make sure he was still alive.
That's right.
We didn't believe it.
Yeah. That's right.
And
we
now
checked
he's
Wikipedia
and
had like
he's
two and then question.
Dead.
He's fucking dead.
D-E-E-D. Dead. Yeah, I was wrong. I know.
It was Beekman. Beekman killed him. He wasn't make a move. Get his show back.
Mr. Wizard, my ass. He's dancing on his grave.
You remember Beekman? That was
him and
show.
Bill Nye.
Yeah,
coming after him. They blinded him with science.
Well, Thomas Dolby's there too. What are you talking
penis.
About?
Penis.
There it is.
Blinded all right, with
guys.
Penis.
It's 1 a.m. We gotta go.
1:10.
That's
almost.
Only in the morning.
Peter.
Just for decoration. All right, good day. As always, you can find us on
aristocratsradio.com. We are live every Tuesday and Thursdays on Cringe Humor Radio.
What's the website?
.com.
aristocratsradio.com.
I said it already.
Oh,
yep, pretty much so,
else.
Bro.
aristocratsradio.com/MySpace.
If you're still listening to this, God bless you.
Thanks, Cringe.
We did go a little late.
Little?
Yeah, whatever. It's only for us.
Whatever.
Yeah, pretty much.
We got to start doing a bit at the end called Name the Show for the chat room.
Oh, okay.
Where everyone can chip in and name
that
the show.
That is an excellent idea.
Because Derek doesn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, he's getting
really
lazy.
Really what I do is I listen to the show and I'll just click halfway through.
Uh-huh.
And whatever someone says, I'll just be like, okay.
You go.
Well, you remember the last bit that we did last week.
This is the bike show.
Oh, yeah.
All right, goodbye.
All right, goodbye.